News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The FBI says it's investigating yesterday's shooting at an ICE facility in Dallas as an act of targeted violence. Reaction from Vice President J.D. Vance.
In Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets. And there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border.
Audio courtesy of WSOC. The shooter used a rifle to kill one detainee and wound two others in a transport van before taking his own life. The Justice Department is preparing to ask a grand jury to indict former FBI Director James Comey on allegations that he lied to Congress. Prosecutors have been evaluating whether Comey lied to lawmakers during his 2020 testimony related to the investigation into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. Last weekend, the president directed the DOJ to investigate Comey and other perceived political enemies. President Trump will hold talks with Turkish President Erdogan at the White House today as he considers lifting a U.S. ban on the sale of F-35 fighter jets. The visit comes as U.S. officials have cited concerns about Turkey's human rights record and the country's ties with Russia. A Paris court has found former French President Nicolas Sarkozy guilty on one charge, but acquitted him on others. It came in his trial for the alleged illegal financing of his 2007 presidential campaign with money from Libya. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBN. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and of course with Chuck Whitaker. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. An early problem on the Beltway happened about 20 minutes ago. The outer loop right before Security Boulevard. And we're already backed up back to 795 so far. Chart, that's the state highway cameras, has decided not yet to turn the camera, which is at Dogwood Road. Turn the camera down to I-70 so we can see it. But what we heard when they arrived, they were on the slow shoulder area. So they're reacting. They're looking at it. It's raining. And already again, the backup back towards 795. Wreck in Prince George's County, PW Parkway southbound at Route 50. So road blockage there. City police about 10 minutes ago with the wreck on the west side, Dukeland Street at Windsor Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise, warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Right now, Bel Air 71 degrees and a little bit of rain. Middle River has 72. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the highways, because of this rain, by the way, just a little bit slippery. Take care out there. Baltimore County man faces afternoon bail review following his arrest for the death of his ex-wife. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in her Oakcroft Drive home on September 15th. Geiger lived in the same Timonium home. He is currently being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center on a first-degree murder charge. Anne Arundel County Police have released the name of a motorcyclist who was killed in a Tuesday night crash on Route in Lothian, 39-year-old David Martin Sweet Jr. was traveling northbound into southbound lanes when he crashed into a car head-on. Sweet was thrown from the motorcycle and pronounced dead at the scene. His 14-year-old passenger was flown to Johns Hopkins Hospital and is in critical but stable condition. The Sound of Mission Barbecue co-founder Bill Krause was one of the Army soldiers killed in a Black Hawk crash near Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Krause and three other servicemen died after the helicopter went down during a training flight on September 17th. And the former Randallstown High School teacher has now been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June of two counts of second-degree assault. In the 2024 incidents, police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. After serving time, Arroyo spent 5 years on supervised probation, and he must register as a sex offender. WCBM lottery numbers from last night. Your pick three was 397, pick four, 5131. And next, it's Steinlaw Sports.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Tough night at the ballpark last night for the Orioles.
There's a shot back into deep right field. That's got carry, and it is gone. Home run for Brandon Lau, number 31.
Call on the FanDuel Sports Network. Brandon Lau, the former Terp, driving in two last night as the Rays rough up Tyler Wells for seven hits and three runs in four innings pitched on their way to a 6-2 win over Baltimore. The Birds didn't get a hit until the seventh inning last night, and they got a scare late when Sam Bisaccia was hit on the wrist by a 97-mile-per-hour pitch. Here's manager Mancelino in the postgame.
The x-rays, when I walked in, they didn't know yet, so he was getting x-rays. We'll see.
Bisaccia was removed from the game immediately. X-rays did prove to be negative. The Ravens, with no time to waste on a short week for the Chiefs on Sunday. Head coach John Harbaugh at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills.
What do you got there, Larry?
I don't know how that happened. But he was saying, telling the media, that the state of the Ravens, what it is, at 2-2.
You know, we're still in the process of developing ourselves as a football team. You know, we do a lot of good things, and we do a lot of not good things. That's the way it is for every team in the league right now. Nobody's playing perfect football.
The Ravens, I should say, are 1-2, and so are the Chiefs, with losses to the Chargers and the Eagles. Coming up in 30 minutes, injuries rearing their ugly head for the Ravens. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Top of the
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up on this Thursday, September the 25th, I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
We're both coming up. We're both
on
here.
On this morning.
That's right. Topics coming up. That's what I should have said. Some Maryland GOP officials are endorsing Governor Moore in 2026. Wow. The Biden censorship campaign, much worse than what Jimmy Kimmel and all the left melting down about. Where are all the Hollywood actors and actresses and pundits on that? But our top story here today is, once again, 2 weeks after Charlie Kirk was assassinated in an extreme act of left-wing political violence, it has happened again, this time at an ICE facility in Dallas, Texas.
I don't know if you all have followed the news, and we're still learning a little bit about it, but what we know is that in Dallas, Texas, an ICE facility, an Immigrations and Customs Enforcement facility, was opened fire upon by a violent left-wing extremist, a person who wrote anti-ICE messaging on their bullets, and there's some evidence that we have that's not yet public, but we know this person was politically motivated. They were politically motivated to go after law enforcement. They were politically motivated to go after people who are enforcing our border, and I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement.
29-year-old white male Joshua John died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after firing indiscriminately into ICE vans, killing illegal aliens. No law enforcement officials or agents were hurt or killed in this attack. But the guy just fired, sprayed bullets into the ICE building, into vans.
From one end to the other.
From one end to the other in a horrific act of political violence. And Vice President Vance says this has got to stop.
If your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
And I would wholeheartedly agree with him, but again, we watch now as this political violence continues to spiral out of control, and we'll have some examples of it coming up here in just a second, but the Democrats, we have a clip coming up a little bit later on this morning, Hillary Clinton out there saying stop demonizing and dehumanizing, but it's happening on the right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's those right-wing men up in the woods preparing for whatever Maxine Waters said they were preparing for a couple years ago.
How many more examples do we need of violent leftists breaking down? This guy, you know, wrote anti-ICE. It was actually the phrase anti-ICE on the cartridges of the shell casings of his, you know, the rifle that he used. So clearly this guy was inspired or motivated by this, what Vice President Vance called a rhetorical assault on law enforcement. They're out there just trying to do their jobs, and they have been villainized by Democrat. The Democrat Party is responsible for this. The Democrat-run and controlled media as well. More on that coming up in just a second.
6:13 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Well, we started early with the wreck right before 6, outer loop of the Beltway west side, right around Security Boulevard. Fire department arrived, and of course, it's right in that construction zone between Windsor Mill Road, Liberty Road, and I-70. I can't say for sure because they still have not turned the camera to give us a look at the accident scene, but it just looks like in the last couple of minutes, it may have started to loosen up just a little bit going by the scene. We're backed up all the way back to 795, so already it's an extra 10 or 15 minutes coming down the west side. Of course, getting a little bit of rain, and the rain is apparently now supposed to stay for the rest of the rush hour, so we have to factor that in. There was also a big wreck right before 6 on the BW Parkway southbound near the ramp at Route 50. If you're going way inside the Capitol Beltway, there may still be some impact there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for this Thursday, warm and humid, high near 80, chance for some scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms exist today. Damaging winds, isolated tornado is possible. Rain expected overnight as well. So it is going to be an ugly weather day today. And
speaking
keep
that the
in mind. Oh, it started already, folks. I can't even get the temperatures out before it starts. Cloudy, 72 in Annapolis. It's 70 in Ellicott City.
Want some cheese with that wine?
Okay. Go back to the practice corner. All right. Time for some one-liner news, folks. The U.S. has returned a centuries-old map to Mexico with the north to the right and the west at the top. Well, that's a really good map, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe they were holding it upside down when they transcribed it. Trump is really cleaning the house of anything Mexican, that's for sure.
Just depends on where you're standing when they gave it out.
That's right. Yeah. Hundreds of federal employees who lost their jobs during Elon Musk's cost-cutting blitz are now being asked to return to work. So that is something apparently that there are not enough employees in some agencies, and they need to bring it back. And
I'm sad that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, they said that some people will be called back, and this is the way corporations typically work, is you cut deeper than you have to, and then you add some people back in.
Oops. Maybe they'll all be gifted a Tesla. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
You say back pay?
Yeah. Yeah. Really?
You're damn right.
I wonder how many of them took the $75,000 to retire and then collect their pension.
Is that an offer that's on the table right now?
It was on the offer.
Oh, I thought I'm talking for me.
No. Yes. No. You have to pay us to retire.
Yeah, nice.
Oregon.
What are you doing now?
Oregon has reopened its oldest unknown murder victim case nearly 80 years after her body was found.
Really?
Sounds like they are running out of true crime cases.
Yes.
In Oregon. Who knows? Scientists captured the first ever recording of endangered leopard sharks mating in the wild. A surprising threesome between two males and a female.
No kidding.
Not a word.
After all, they are endangered. So the more the merrier, right?
I guess.
Apparently. So who knew that happened in the leopard shark world?
I didn't know there's such a thing as a leopard shark. So I'm on 7 or 8 steps behind on this one.
Better get those spots looked at. So we ought to say, today is National Comic Book Day.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
I'm Batman.
I am Groot.
My name is Optimus Prime.
I am Iron Man.
I am Spider-Man.
Hulk. Wonder Woman.
Did you have a favorite comic book when you were growing up as a kid?
Superman.
Mine was Superman as well. Chuck?
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. I think we all like Superman. And then it was Action Comics, and then there was Marvel. Remember, it was like the Marvel, and they were kind of battling it out. And there were some like comics out there.
The old joke, look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a man. No, it's a bird.
It's a bird. Yes.
Thanks for the sound effect, Chuck.
I know.
He's perfected that over the years. You know, 50 plus years of doing traffic, and that's his skill that he chooses to demonstrate.
Nice. Well, it's because people who drive can identify with that because frequently it happens on the windshield.
Exactly.
Especially at the harbor.
And sometimes on your motorcycle if you don't have your visor down.
Oh, no, not that.
Yeah. Picking the bugs out of your teeth.
When my kids were little, we were in San Francisco for a vacation, and we told the kids, okay, now you stand right here with mom, and I was going to go across the street. At that moment, a seagull craps on my daughter's head while she's standing on the street in San Francisco.
Oh, my.
It's like, oh, wow. Dad, you told me to stand.
Oh, the humanity. You know, Sean, you know Bob Barr, of course.
Sure.
He's on his motorcycle one day coming into work in the afternoon, and he's coming down the beltway, and a big black bumblebee hit him right in the chest. Stinger first.
Oh, wow.
He said he thought he was shot.
Wow.
You know, because you're going 60 miles an hour or whatever, and this thing hit him right, and he had a T-shirt on.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah.
So, he came in. He said, "I thought I was shot."
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know that they.
Chuck said, "You mean they missed?"
So actually, he ran into the bumblebee because they're not flying backwards.
I don't know how it happened. Other than that,
well, if it's Stinger first, he would have had to run into the bumblebee.
I think he ran into him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, a little physics lesson there.
And that's the bumblebee
he
was flying.
The attorney for the bee, and they said,
He spun around at the last minute just to jab him in the chest.
Get hit with a can of tuna. All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 410-922-6680. Folks already weighing in on what happened at the Dallas ICE facility. Paz says multiple attempts to assassinate President Trump, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the ICE facility shooter, multiple bomb threats. All of this is the result of the disgusting and deceiving rhetoric from radical politicians and their obedient media. These terrorist attacks cannot be addressed until the false narrative of it's coming from both sides is exposed for the lie that it is.
And exactly.
We have some examples of that coming up here in just a second as well. 620, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
The Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville is having a spectacular pig roast September 19th and 20th. But there's never a time for the moment you arrive. The aroma will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, homemade desserts that taste just like mom made, and so much more. While you're there, stop by Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas and unbeatable value. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market, York Road in Cockeysville. Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex, open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
By the way, Eddie has emailed into the show this morning saying that all the political violence we're seeing is deliberately being caused by Democrat Party members. Those in congressional service spewing terroristic threats against individuals and Leos need to be silenced by Johnson and Thune with arrest by the sergeant-at-arms for inciting criminal conduct and aiding and abetting felonious crimes. Trump needs to hold a national address to Americans, mapping out what actions he'll take to stop the madness and demonic terrorist rhetoric, which is treasonous and being led by congressional demonists.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, again, you still have this freedom of speech issue, and no matter how hateful and ugly it is, they still have freedom of speech unless there's a call to action. But I do like the idea that maybe Trump should address the nation. Maybe you ought to sit down and say, look, you didn't vote for me. You don't like my policies. Okay, that's fine. But to incite hateful rhetoric and violence against law enforcement agents, it's going to lead to anarchy. And we need, all of us, need to cut it out.
Yeah, well, additionally, we need somehow to get through to those individuals who listen to this stuff and say, yeah, I should do that, and begin shooting at a building in Dallas, for example. And that's part of what's happening. 623 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCB. And once again, traffic and weather on the threes. Here he is, the Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the wreck on the Beltway is gone, so we're moving a little better now through Liberty Road down through I-70, but it's created the backup back to 795. So now we know that's not going to completely go away. That's now going to join in with the normal morning stuff coming south, and from now till 9, that's going to be in place. A little bit of rain, a little more rain coming, so we're going to have to deal with that as well. Parkville side is still good. The inner loop at Greenspring is okay. We always advise caution on the JFX with any kind of rain, especially after Northern Parkway through
through the ramps downtown. Already 895, a little bit slow, back towards the Eastern Avenue Bridge. 95 may start to slow down at the top of the hill near the Keith Avenue ramp, but the lanes are open going south into both the harbor tunnels. That wreck on the BW Parkway, Prince George's County at Route 50, also now has cleared the roadway. I'm Chip Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Today it is going to be warm and humid, high near 80, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Strong, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, isolated, perhaps tornado watch is in effect today. And rain expected overnight as well. So very severe weather. And right now we're cloudy, 69 in Owings Mills, and it is 70 with some light rain expected in Columbia here in the next hour or so. So we're talking about the rhetorical assault that Vice President Vance just used that phrase moments ago that we played for you. I do remember AOC, Ilhan Omar, talking about ICE must be abolished, ICE terrorists. We have that. And, of course, last year, Word Salad Cammy referred to ICE as the Ku Klux Klan, if you'll remember. Mm-hmm. Then we have people like recently, here's Gavin Newsom describing what he wants to do with ICE.
That's happening in the United States of America. Masked men jumping out of unmarked cars, people disappearing, no due process. No oversight, zero accountability, happening in the United States of America today. People ask, well, is authoritarianism, you're being hyperbolic? Bull, we're being hyperbolic. If you're a black and brown community, it's here in this country. And so these are not just authoritarian tendencies. These are authoritarian actions by an authoritarian government.
Yeah. When you call people authoritarians, when you call the government authoritarian, it is going to trigger some people.
Yeah.
And the other fact is they are getting due process. Many of them are broken into the country illegally. They've already had deportation orders, and they've basically escaped into the country, and they're gotaways. And they're being rounded up and deported. 1.6 million have already left on their own.
Yeah.
400,000 have been deported so far by ICE. Then there's Tampon Tim.
Oh, Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons. No chance to mount a defense. Not even a chance to kiss a loved one goodbye. Just grabbed up by masked agents, shoved into those vans, and disappeared. To be clear, there's no way for us to know whether they were actually criminals or not, because they refused to give them a trial. We're supposed to just take their word for it.
They're here illegally, and they've already had deportation orders for them, in the most part, in most of these cases, adjudicated. So they know they're here illegally. They know Trump's president. They know ICE is coming. So every day when you get up and walk out that door, you should kiss your loved ones goodbye, because you may not see them again.
Yeah.
Until you're repatriated in your home country. Then there's the Illinois special nutcase, J.B. Pritzker.
People are being grabbed, and they're being thrown into vans. And that's different than questioning people. And, oh, by the way, I want to ask a question to everybody who's listening and to you. Do you carry with you citizenship papers? How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany to prove that you belong and that you're not one of them. And that is essentially the kind of country that we're becoming if you allow ICE to simply grab people after racial profiling.
So they grab them after identifying them as already being eligible for deportation.
Now we're Nazi Germany. You see what's going on here?
I'm confused now. Because yesterday, Kamala Harris was saying that Trump was like a communist dictator.
Right.
But communism and Nazism are the opposite ends of the political spectrum. How can he be both? Wow, what a guy. He can be both? Amazing.
Leave it to Jazzy Crockett to inject race into the whole thing.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period, but if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
Oh, nonsense. So police departments were born out of slave patrols. If you know history, you better go back to History 101 and relearn.
One more before the bottom of the hour break, and this is Eric Swalwell, congressman, him from fame. He, of course, had something to say about ICE agents.
And these ICE agents running around our communities like masked bank robbers, terrorizing women.
So they're now the ICE agents who are there to enforce the law are now being accused of being the criminals by people like Swalwell. Yep. and the rest of them. So you see why people are having issues. Some, anyway. This has got to stop, this rhetorical assault. I agree with Vice President Vance. The question is, how do we do it? Look, call us, let us know, 410-922-6680. 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. This news is being brought to you by Town Appliance. A former Redlands Town High School teacher has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June on two counts of second-degree assault and the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. After serving time, Arroyo will spend 5 years on supervised probation, and he must register as a sex offender. The MDTA says the test pile program for the rebuilding of Baltimore's Key Bridge is expected to begin on or around Saturday, weather permitting. Six test piles have arrived at the site, and the first step will be to lift them onto position using a crane and what's called a tripping barge. The test piles are fabricated with American-made steel. They are more than 220 feet in length. MDTA Executive Director Bruce Gertner says test piles will be evaluated for the potential to be incorporated into the permanent foundations for a new bridge. Over the course of 6 to 8 weeks, 12 test piles will be driven into the riverbed of the Patapsco. Baltimore County man faces an afternoon bail review today after his arrest for the death of his ex-wife. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in her Oak Croft home on September 15th. Geiger also lived in the same Simonium home. He is currently being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center on a first-degree murder charge. Adamola County Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who was killed in a Tuesday night crash on Route in Lothian. 39-year-old David Martin Sweet Jr. was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes when he crashed into a car head-on. Sweet was thrown from the motorcycle, pronounced dead at the scene. His 14-year-old passenger was flown to Johns Hopkins Hospital and is in critical but stable condition. 6:32 in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands, like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. If your kitchen feels more 1990 than 2025, it's time to call AS Builders and Home Improvement. They specialize in kitchen makeovers that are built to last. Open concepts, custom cabinets, gorgeous countertops, and more. The team at AES makes the process smooth, honest, and on time. Make your kitchen the heart of your home again. Visit them at AESHome.us. That's AESHome.us, and tell them I sent you to get a special discount on any remodel or new kitchen. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Pick three, lottery number 397. You pick 4-5-1-3-1. And now at 6:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
Just looking at 795, and the main line of 795 is clear. I thought I heard Baltimore County reporting an accident at the ramp at Franklin Boulevard at 795. So we were looking for that. So if you're right there at the ramp and not on the interstate, just be prepared. You might have Baltimore County just arriving there. There's some activity as well now in the turn lane at Pulaski Highway at White Marsh Boulevard over on the east side. It looks like now the morning buildups getting more solid. 895 as you're coming south from the area of the Erdman Avenue ramp. And we're going to start to see some buildups on 95 with the rain. A few brake lights. I mean, we're all moving, but we're beginning to slow on 95 around O'Donnell Street and eventually into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45.
forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise, warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Bats were silent again last night for the Birds. They were no-hit through six and scoreless till the eighth in a 6-2 loss to the Rays. But the biggest news happened in the bottom of the ninth.
Start with Samuel Basayo.
Two strikes on Basayo. Look out. Oh, up near the right hand. He's grabbing the arm. Basayo is hurting. He's not even going to attempt to stay in this game.
Man, this is the last thing the Orioles needed right here.
That was Kevin Brown and Big Ben, and with the call on Masson, Basayo did leave immediately. X-rays proved negative, and then fireworks after the game when an Oriole fan had some choice words for Rays pitcher Pete Fairbanks. He was the one who hit Basayo. Manager Mancelino was asked about it after the game.
I know there was somebody above our dugout screaming at Pete. And then as I was walking down the steps there at the end, I think he must have made some type of gesture in the direction of the dugout. I don't know if it was at our dugout.
It wasn't at the dugout. Fairbanks had blown a kiss at the guy. The interaction did not escalate from there. No fisticuffs or anything like that. Meanwhile, elsewhere in baseball, history was made last night in Seattle. And it was, for the first time in Major League Baseball history, Aaron Goldsmith with the call. On the Root Sports Network, Cal Raleigh becomes the seventh player and the first catcher to mash 60 in a single season. The Mariners clinched the West 9-2 over the Rockies. Elsewhere, the Guardians moved a game ahead of the Tigers in the Central, and the Yankees moved into a tie with the Blue Jays for first place in the East. Injury news dominated the day in Owings Mills yesterday with two more key Ravens missing practice, both on the defensive line that was bulldozed by the Lions on Monday night. Travis Jones, Broderick Washington joined Nnamdi Matabike and Kyle Van Noy on the defense. Left tackle Ronnie Stanley joining Pat Ricard on the sidelines on the offense. Isaiah Likely was limited. Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic asked about another 1-2 start for his Baltimore Ravens.
You can't worry too much about any kind of record or anything like that at this point. It's a long season and a lot of games to be played. But what kind of team we become is really the important thing right now, and that's really what we're...
Game time is 4:25 p.m. on Sunday afternoon. The time now is 6:37 when we return a sign of the times for the Orioles.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
There was a billboard put up on Falls Road just off of 83 by where Northern Parkway comes in there.
Yep.
And it was for the Orioles for 2026 tickets, season mm-hmm. tickets. Three Orioles were featured on the billboard. Can you guess who they were?
Trevor Rogers?
Incorrect.
Sam Basayo?
It's a good guess, though. Basayo was one.
Basayo?
Yep.
Mayo?
Incorrect. Mayo. Batting 202. Funny. A funny man.
This is how bad it is. That's what I'm trying to point
so
out.
So far, you're one out of three. Bruce, you want to take a gander here?
Dean Kramer? I told you when I placed my order, no mayo.
I actually like Dean Kramer. I think he's a good pitcher.
No, I have no guesses at
all. How about Basayo number one?
Gunnar Henderson
yeah. number two, and Jackson Holliday number three.
Okay,
so the point is, who's missing from that? Adley Rutschman,
right?
Who was going to be the star?
Right.
You know, just a
right.
couple years ago.
Biggest disappointment according to ESPN.
Exactly, and so yeah. So Basayo, the future of the Orioles. Adley Rutschman, apparently not. Although I do think the Orioles should keep Adley Rutschman for a couple years. Because you never know with Basayo, you know, and Basayo could play first base, he could DH, you'd have a good platoon there. But yeah, so it is interesting. Basayo, Henderson, and Holliday are the future of the team.
What are they saying is wrong with Rutschman? What happened? Bust or just?
I mean, you know, he was hurt, okay? But, I mean, it's gone on now for a year and a half.
Right.
So you can't really say that.
Not all the picks pan out. That's
yeah,
sure.
Not all the picks pan out. He had got off to a great start, but it doesn't look like it's going to work out.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, 21 minutes down before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are The Morning Drive, and we are glad that you are having us in once again. We always are thankful that you've taken the time to have us in for your morning as your morning drive goes in. Jonathan Turley, constitutional law professor down in Washington, D.C., was asked about Supreme Court decisions recently that basically say the government should be censoring you. What a concept. The government should actually allow free speech. What a concept. That had to go to the Supreme Court? Well, Turley says, well, it did.
We had this coordination between the government, corporations, academia, even the media, to censor people with opposing views. And it came at a great cost, not just to free speech. But in COVID, we never had the debate that other countries had. Many of our allies did not shut down their schools, and they have not experienced the psychological and developmental problems that we have experienced. And that's because platforms like Google and YouTube and Facebook, these scientists were barred. They were banned. They were blacklisted.
Yeah, they were not allowed to speak science. Wow, because science apparently in that circumstance was dangerous. Now, this is interesting because during that time period, and I remember it very clearly, we both do here in the studio, we were told, believe what the government says and ignore what every other government on the globe is doing. So if you think that, for example, the Danish model is a good model, we should do that, fine. But if you can't talk about that, if you think what they're doing in Great Britain is good, well, that's fine for you, but you can't talk about that. If you think what's going on in Italy or France or Poland or anywhere else, you can't talk about that. And these scientists signed the Great Barrington Declaration, and guess what? They weren't allowed to talk about that.
Many of the signatories of the Great Barrington Declaration, which were scientists that raised opposing views, they have been vindicated in many respects on the stuff that they wanted to get out to the public but were prevented from doing so.
Yeah, and that's amazing if you think about it. So, no, scientific knowledge, that's bad. This is according to the Biden administration. Now, think about this in context. We've had this big stink about a kind of an okay comedian. Jimmy Kimmel was very good on The Man Show. I mean, that's as good as he got, I guess. But somehow, look, he's the host of one of those nighttime TV shows. And the boy, where you're violating free speech, this kind of stuff has been going on nonstop. Now that the guy's back in the seat, I suppose, it'll be all okay. But during COVID, you had scientists with scientific information, theories, facts, or whatever the case might be. They were not allowed to speak. And from the left, not a peep.
Well, they're blaming Trump. They're blaming the government.
Sure.
They're blaming the FCC. But not a word about what the Biden administration did.
Exactly.
Zuckerberg said that the Biden administration leaned on them to censor posts on Facebook. Google and YouTube have come out and said it was the Biden administration that forced us to take certain videos down and censor people. And if it wasn't for Elon Musk buying Twitter,
right,
and sending Jack Dorsey into the sunset, same thing happened there as well. I remember I was in Facebook jail. I was booted off Twitter. My podcast videos were taken down at YouTube. I mean, that was the true government censorship in this country and not what happened to Kimmel.
You know, Turley, as a matter of fact, points this out. He says that the Twitter files, once Elon Musk took over Twitter, revealed all.
Before the release of the Twitter files, Democratic members really mocked us and said, oh, you've no evidence of coordination. This is all speculation. It wasn't at that time. But yeah, the Twitter files and later the Facebook files showed that coordination. And this is a vindication for those scientists and many others who have been in this fight against Congress to try to get this information out to show the public how extensive the censorship was.
And more on that coming up. But first, though, 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Charles of the Whitaker clan.
Yes, and we have a new wreck on the inner loop of the Beltway. You know, the rain is going to be the big pain this morning through the area. This is on the inner loop as you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard, and already we're starting to back up very quickly back up the hill towards Providence Road. So again, if you're coming on the inner loop, you're coming over from Towson, Try to get into Parkville right now. It looks like two lanes are getting by. To the left, the outer loop is starting to look at it just a bit. So we're probably going to stack up there as well, west of Perrin Parkway. But as you're coming up the hill, once you get to Lock Raven Boulevard, just get over as far left as you can. Again, we had a report that may be a wreck around the ramp area at Franklin Boulevard at 795. Both the tunnels now looking to be about maybe 15-minute delays, both at 895 and moving south on 95 towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a wild weather day today. Warm and humid, highs near 80, chance of scattered showers, strong to severe thunderstorms, damaging winds. There is a possibility tornado conditions could exist, rain overnight. So hang in there. Today's going to be a wild day. Light rain the next hour, 71 in the city, 70 in Bel Air. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
And pay attention, maggot.
Indeed. Today is National Roadkill Day. Brand new restaurant opening up in Brooksville, Florida.
If you want the freshest steaks in America, come taste what we're grilling up at the Roadkill Steakhouse. All our meat goes straight from the highway to our grill to your dinner table. Try our run-over raccoon ribeye with a side of delicious pulverized possum pate. Or order up a hankering helping of our mystery meatloaf. It's squirrel-lectively delicious. Come see what we're scraping off the road for you at the Roadkill Steakhouse, where you hit it, we grill it, and you enjoy it.
There you go.
You hit it, we grill it. That'd be me on the traffic team, folks. Have you ever had roadkill?
Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think so.
I had it, but I was unaware of it at the time.
Okay.
A cousin of mine,
yes.
A deer hunter in Pennsylvania.
Well, that's different.
No. He hit it, and he passed it off as he shot it.
Oh, well, and, same thing.
Well, yeah, it was, he field dressed it and everything.
Yeah.
In right there after he hit it with his car, took it home, froze it, and then made up venison chili, and it was delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, beyond the part where the actual...
She's wrenching already.
Beyond the actual part where the impact was, the meat's still very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very tenderized at that point.
Well, exactly. No, where the impact is, that's not edible.
No.
But everything else is...
Well, you tenderize it with a meat hammer sometimes. Without a car bumper.
So you hit it with a bumper, same thing.
Chuck had been tenderizing meat with meat hammers for years. For years. And I deserved it, too.
I gave that up a long time ago. You know that.
Jersey Mike's is in the process of removing portobello mushrooms from its menu. Why, we don't know. I guess nobody liked them.
Yeah, why?
I like grilled portobellos.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah,
really good stuff. But I'll see them on a sub. Maybe on a steak and cheese. That'd be good with some Swiss cheese and mushrooms. The trick-or-treat blast is back at Sonic for the 2025 Halloween season. The choice of vanilla or chocolate soft serve mixed with all sorts of candy bar, Heath, M&M minis, Oreo cookie pieces. That's the trick-or-treat blast. Jack Daniels, this is one that you'll like, Chuck. Backed by popular demand, Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola are giving fans even more of its vanilla-flavored Jack and Coke ready-to-drink cocktail.
Mm.
Comes in a variety pack. And it's selling out in stores nationwide. It's a standalone four-pack, $12.99. Jack Daniels and Coca-Cola vanilla cocktail.
Yeah, I like that.
And from, I guess, there's a market for this. Krispy Kreme has announced they're going to start serving matcha. And that is the cloud matcha and the strawberry matcha at participating Krispy Kreme locations. I would think they would not go over well here in the U.S.
A friend of mine who's in Ireland right now is bringing me back some Baileys right from the factory.
Oh, I bet you that tastes whole way different than the stuff you get in the bottle.
Hope he clears customs after the tip line goes crazy.
No, listen, the tip jar at customs is always open. Oh, you know that.
Oh, boy.
There it is, folks. We're going to back away from that statement right now.
I was out of the room for that. I didn't hear
exactly
what he said. No, Your Honor, it wasn't
listen,
me.
Listen, here's a true story about customs. I came back from the Bahamas one time, and a guy at customs said to me, do you have $10,000 in cash on you? I said, Christ, I was just on a trip. What the hell do you think? You think I came back with money? I left with money. I came back with no money. He just smiled. He says, go ahead.
All right, Chuck. That's a good one. See you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Jonathan Turley goes on, went on to say...
The extensive censorship under Joe Biden is something you can't fully understand. Look, when you're being censored, and it's all in the background, you don't know that you're being censored. When the news spikes a story, then you don't get to read the story, so you don't know that the story has been censored. That's a concept that kind of helps to understand why we had what we had during COVID, which was an apparent lots of information, but actually, in reality, not the information that we needed.
There was extensive censorship, not just on COVID issues, but other issues. Even jokes were being censored at the demand of the Biden administration officials. And this is part of censorship. It creates an insatiable desire and appetite. And these companies found themselves overwhelmed. It snowballed. And so soon, Meta was just censoring a huge amount of people.
And Zuckerberg, by the way, Mark Zuckerberg, weighed in on testimony, this was in January of this year, saying the Biden administration officials were calling his people almost daily and screaming at them.
Basically, these people from the Biden administration would call up our team and, like, scream at them and curse. It just got to this point where we were like, no, we're not gonna take down things that are true. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and by the way, remember, this didn't happen with Jimmy Kimmel. Wow. What a curious set of double standards we have on the left. It's okay to censor scientific information, but putting a guy on suspension from work for a couple of days, that is government interference in free speech. Very odd standards.
This is a huge development for the free speech community. We need these companies, particularly in fending off the EU, which is being very aggressive in this anti-free speech campaign.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:50. We are the Morning Drive.
Are you looking for weekly updates about the economy, the stock market, or hearing about wealth planning topics? If so, tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:20 a.m. for the Morning Market Flash featuring Tim Herb, Senior Vice President and Financial Advisor at RBC Wealth Management. For immediate questions, call us at 855-360-VIEW. That's 855-360-VIEW. RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA SIPC.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right. WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are the Morning Drive with you from now till 9 o'clock this morning. Kim Plasek along at 9, of course. Coming up in the next hour, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. More from Kamala's brand new book, 107 Excuses Why It's Everybody Else's Fault. Also, Comey, Bolton, Tish James, they're all in potential legal trouble. We'll talk about that. And Hillary Clinton, she has the solution for the Democrats. I think the solution may include hiring her to do something.
Yeah, really. Follow a new poll out. Nearly 8 in 10 voters believe the U.S. is in a political crisis in the wake of the assassination of Charlie Kirk. This is a Quinnipiac poll. 93% of Democrats, 84% of independents, 60% of Republicans view the nation in a political crisis. This is before the anti-ICE attacks yesterday in Dallas.
And Paz points out multiple attempts to assassinate President Trump, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the ICE facility shooter, multiple bomb threats, all of this the result of the disgusting and decaying rhetoric from radical politicians and their obedient media. This is all from the left, folks. Bear that in mind. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Wreck on the Beltway is still crowding the right side of the roadway, inner loop, as you're coming up the hill from Lock Raven Boulevard. So very quickly, there is a backup there as you're coming eastbound from Delaney Valley Road and through that area. Now it's backed up even before Delaney Valley Road. So if you're coming over from 83 Charles Street, you get to York Road, you're going to slow down there. It's going to go through Providence Road, down the hill, and then you're going to have to stay to the center and the left-hand lane. The outer loop was looking at it just a bit. Let me look at the camera. Yeah, it's slowing back at Hartford Road, and I think that eventually will go back. It's not quite there yet. We'll go back to Bel Air Road. So both sides get the impact, even though the wreck is on the inner loop side. The minor wreck was at the ramp at Franklin Boulevard at 795. Both the tunnels now sporting anywhere from 15 to 20-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 weather authority forecast, warm and humid again today, highs near 80, but scattered showers, maybe strong, severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, and could be conditions for an isolated tornado here or there, and rain overnight expected. Right now, chance of light rain in the next hour, 71 in Annapolis, and it's 69 in Ellicott City. Steve is in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Real quick, line of the week, Cory Booker yelling at Cash Patel, why didn't you sign this report? Why didn't you sign this report? Tell me, tell me. And he leans into the mic and says, I didn't have an auto pen.
Was that Booker or was that Dick Turbin? I can't. I thought it was one of those Democrats.
Booker. Yeah. I think it was Booker.
That was, well, did you hear what Trump did yesterday? They have the Hall of Presidents. They have all the presidents' pictures up in the White House.
Yes.
And under Joe Biden is a picture of an auto pen.
All right. Major class troll.
Governor Moore is upset with leadership in Washington. He says he'll just parachute in there and save the day.
So, no, I do not support a government shutdown. But I do find it embarrassing that Washington cannot figure out a way of staying out of one.
And we all know the government doesn't actually shut down during these things. It's there's a slowdown, but they don't shut down. But let me tell you what Trump wrote, what the Democrats wanted. He said, after reviewing the details of the unserious and ridiculous demands being made by the minority radical left Democrats in their return for votes to keep the country open, I've decided to not meet with them until they are serious. Quote, they're threatening to shut down the government of the United States unless they can have over $1 trillion in new spending for free health care for illegal aliens, force taxpayers to fund transgender surgery for minors, have dead people on the Medicaid rolls, and illegal alien criminals to steal billions of dollars in American taxpayer benefits, try to force our country to again open our borders to criminals and to the world, allow men to play in women's sports, and essentially create transgender operations for everybody. I look forward to meeting with them if they get serious about the future of our nation. So they were trying to leverage all of this with their little laundry list, their little Christmas tree list. By the way, there's an article today that small town Maryland Republicans have come out and endorsed Wes Moore for re-election. Six local Maryland Republicans, and they are mayors of Monoconing, Westernport, Rising Sun, and Mayor Jack Coburn of Lonaconing, and let's see, Mayor Judy Hamilton of Westernport, Rising Sun Mayor Travis Marion, Washington County Commission President John Barr, Delegate Carl Anderton, who represents Salisbury, and Carroll, former Carroll County Commissioner Ed Rothstein.
Wow.
I know you're just...
He's not a Republican. Yes. All right, so let me explain something. Just like on the state level in Maryland, it's hard to run and win as a Republican because it's mostly Democrat. But sometimes when you go into individual counties that are very red, you're never going to win no matter what you stand for if you're a Democrat. So there are many people that run as a Republican, but they're not really Republican. He was a COVID dictator. He attacks Republicans. He actually attacks the media, too. So he's never been a conservative. So I'm assuming there may be a similar setup with some of these other local officials. But remember, we have controlled opposition. The Republican Party is infiltrated. So, and there also are weak people. So the other thing, Moore, to be fair, has gone a lot to Western Maryland and the Eastern Shore.
Yeah, he's visited there.
Now, whether he really helps them or not, but he promotes it. So there's this perception that he's reaching out to the red areas, which probably confuses some people.
Well, that's what most of the Western mayors were citing, the fact that he actually actually showed up. He visited after natural disasters.
He still poked Trump and couldn't get the FEMA money for Western Maryland. So I think this is also a call to action to any Republican gubernatorial candidate to get your butt out to Western Maryland and Eastern Shore and show them how you can really help them.
Isn't this more evidence that the Maryland GOP is just broken?
Yes.
Just completely broken.
It doesn't exist. It's non-existent.
Six endorsing the Democrat for re-election.
Weak.
All right. Thanks, Kristen. 6:59. You're listening to The Morning Drive.
If you're thinking about selling your home, I have to recommend something to you. You really should pay attention to this. Vinny Steele from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is the guy that I would recommend you talk with. Here's why. If you've tried selling your house and it didn't sell, you had a contract with some agent, fell through, whatever, put a couple of pictures up online, you got to see it on Zillow or Redfin, and that was about it. And not a lot of foot traffic, not a lot of interest. Vinny does this for you. He makes buying and selling simple, offering multiple cash offers to you to get the most money for your home. All you have to do is call Vinny or go online to see for yourself. His stats are very impressive. Over 12,700 buyers in waiting, and he sells homes almost 3% faster, three times faster, that is, and 3% more money than the average agent. This guy really knows what he's doing. So when you're ready to sell your home, and you may want the most money in your time frame, do your homework and call the pro I trust, Vinny Steele, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteele.com.
It's 7 o'clock on The Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Questions remain about motive in yesterday's shooting at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement facility in Dallas. But FBI Special Agent Joe Rothrock says ammunition found at the scene contained anti-ICE messaging.
I can confirm at this time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence. It is unfortunately just the most recent example we've seen of targeted violence, to include here in North Texas, where back on July 4th, we saw a coordinated attack carried out against an immigration detention center in Alvarado, Texas.
The shooter used a rifle to kill one detainee and wound two others who were in a transport van before taking his own life. Three of the nation's largest public school districts stand to lose $24 million after missing a Trump administration deadline to agree to change policies supporting transgender students. Grant money could be held back from New York City schools, Chicago public schools, and Fairfax County public schools in Virginia over their bathroom policies. The White House has debuted a new exhibit that includes a notable attempt to troll former President Biden.
The White House has issued a burst of social media posts promoting a new installation along the West Wing colonnade, the covered walkway adjacent to the Rose Garden. The new presidential Walk of Fame looks something like an Employee of the Month display, black and white portraits framed in gold of previous commanders-in-chief. Except for one, instead of Joe Biden's portrait, President Trump hung a photo of an auto pen signing the Democrat president's name. The snub amounts to the latest attempt by Trump to delegitimize Biden.
Correspondent Jennifer King. A federal judge has refused to reinstate eight former inspectors general who sued after the Trump administration fired them with no warning and little explanation back in January. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Federal Reserve just cut interest rates, and that could be big news for the price of physical gold and silver. That's why Advantage Gold invites you to call 800-741-GOLD. Call now, and you'll get your free gold and silver information kit, and you could qualify for up to $10,000 in free gold and silver with your IRA or 401k rollover. Advantage Gold has been ranked the number one gold company in America for the last 10 years, and with the U.S. dollar facing serious devaluation, now is the time to act. We've partnered with former IMF chief economist Kenneth Rogoff. And when you call 800-741-GOLD, you'll also receive his best-selling book, Our Dollar, Your Problem, absolutely free. Gold and silver are real, tangible assets that have protected wealth for centuries. Advantage Gold helps you move your IRA or 401k into physical precious metals, tax-free and penalty-free. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-4653 now. That's 800-741-GOLD.
703, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck?
And it looks like both sides of the Beltway are still going to be slow on the northeast side, with the wreck still crowding the right lane on the inner loop for the traffic before Perrin Parkway. So the inner loop is is backed up to York Road. The outer loop is looking at it and now backed up towards Bel Air Road. So that's going to be the delay for a while as the cleanup continues. Just looking into both the harbor tunnels right now, we're about 15, maybe 20 minutes. So it's not a massive backup right now, but we're slow. Not too much rain in the area right now. Had a report of a new wreck on Route 100 in the area around Longgate Parkway. We're checking on that. City police with a new wreck, Reisterstown Road and Belvedere Avenue up on the northwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise, warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 72 degrees. Bikesville has 71 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A Baltimore County man faces an afternoon bail hearing today following his arrest for the death of his ex-wife. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in her Oakcroft Drive home on September 15th. This is a home they shared. Geiger lived in that home as well. He is currently being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center on a first-degree murder charge. Anne County Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who was killed on a Tuesday night crash in Lothian. 39-year-old David Martin Sweet Jr. was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes when he crashed into a car head-on. Sweet was thrown from the motorcycle, pronounced dead at the scene. His 14-year-old passenger was flown to Johns Hopkins and is in critical but stable condition. The son of Mission Barbecue co-founder Bill Krause was one of the Army soldiers killed in a Black Hawk crash near Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Krause and his three other servicemen died after the helicopter went down during a training flight on September 17th. Governor Wes Moore says he and the First Lady are heartbroken to hear that Andrew Krause lost his life. A former Randallstown High School teacher has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June on two counts of second-degree assault in the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. Pick 3 Lottery, 397, Pick 4, 5131, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
September is National Preparedness Month, and if you're anything like me, I'm always asking myself why. Why would the government dedicate an entire month to this? I think you and I both know the real reason. It's because when things go sideways, you're on your own. FEMA all but admits they can't save everyone, and their response time just this year has been horrendous. So instead of sitting around waiting for someone else to step in, I'm actually going to do something about it. I found a reliable way to get everything I need to weather any storm. Emergency food with enough calories to keep me strong, along with water filtration, power, cooking, heating. I get it all from My Patriot Supply. They're the number one trusted source for preparedness items. They actually manufacture a ton of their stuff right here in the U.S., and they've got over 90,000 five-star reviews. When it comes to my family, I'm trusting the best. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now to protect what is yours. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
705 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping your home warm all winter long. The game was a nothing burger last night for the Orioles. No hit for six and then beaten by the Rays 6-2. The fireworks occurred after the game. Rays pitcher Pete Fairbanks getting heckled by a fan above the Oriole dugout after hitting Sam Basayo on the wrist with a fastball at 97. Fairbanks blowing a kiss towards the dugout. There was some confusion as to who it was directed at, but Fairbanks cleared it up in the postgame in the Tampa Bay clubhouse.
For people that want to speculate out there, this is straight from the source. It was to a guy about Adam Berry's size, wearing about a 2008 Majestic dugout jacket and a dad Orioles hat. From everything I've heard about their squad from Bank and everything, I don't think that I'd be chirping a group of later loving people like that, especially after, unfortunately, smoking very much more prospects. So.
X-rays proved negative for Basayo in terms of a fracture. The Bake that Pete Fairbanks was talking about was Brian Baker, the former Oriole pitcher, now a Tampa Bay Ray. The Orioles, meanwhile, announcing the winners of their Player Development Awards for 2025. Outfielder Nate George was the club's top minor league player, and right-handed pitcher Trey Gibson, the top minor league pitcher. George is 19 years old. Gibson is 23. Struck out 166 batters this year in 120 innings pitched. The concern over Nnamdi Matabike's neck injury is real and growing. The star defensive lineman already declared out for the Chiefs game. That's rare at this point in the week. Head coach John Harbaugh addressed it yesterday.
I would say I am concerned about it, but I'm not really in a position to comment on it right now. I haven't been given the okay to comment on it at this point.
Two other D linemen, Travis Jones and Broderick Washington, were DNPs yesterday, with Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs looming on Sunday. Coming up in 30 minutes, Sister Jean calls it quits. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is our number, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, more from Word Sally Cammy. 107 excuses. Why is she
somebody else's fault?
All of a sudden, Jim Comey, John Bolton, and Tish James are in hot water. We'll explain. But once again, she's back.
Yes, we have the former senator from the state of New York, former first lady of the country. She's back, introducing herself once again to the American public, because she has the solutions for all the Democrats' problems.
I am Paul Brucho.
Sorry, my mistake. That was the wrong cut. That's Hillary Clinton who reintroduced herself to the American public. Oh, the cuts were side by side. Whoops. Sorry. The Democrats, as she says, have a problem, but it's all process-focused. It's not on message. And again, I think they're missing the point, but here she is.
It probably boils down to candidates on the Democratic side either stop talking in ways that were going to be understood and appreciated and agreed with by certain constituencies, stop being effective communicators in modern communications. You know, the Republican Party, I have to say, has done a much better job dominating social media, dominating the podcast ecosystem, getting messages out, and aiming particularly at young men.
Well, because they figured out the young men were there and available, and the Democrats, with all of the rhetoric they were tossing around about, you know, a woman can say she's a man can say she's a woman, and men are evil and women are good. It's kind of alienating to young men, one might think, Hillary. Instead of focusing on the process, why don't you focus on the content?
Most people get their news from social media. So if they're getting their news from, you know, 15-second videos, 30-second takes, three-hour podcasts where people are just kind of unplugged and saying whatever, then Democrats had better compete in those arenas.
Okay, now, let me just point something out. There is a world of difference between a 15-second video, a sound clip, and a three-hour-long podcast. Well, let me point out further that the reason the Democrats aren't very good at that is because they don't have the content to fill a three-hour podcast. It is unapproachable. It is unlikable.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, sure they do.
It's just all anti-Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can fill 3 hours of anti-Trump.
It's tiring after about an hour and a half, doesn't it? I mean, after 90, 91 minutes of hearing Trump is evil, Orange Man bad, Trump is a commie, Trump is a fascist, sooner or later you want to hear them say, this is what we believe in. The problem is they can't say what they believe in because the American people hate what they really believe in.
The people that are saying what they believe in are communists like Zoran Mondani.
Yes.
Who wants to spend $100 million on services for illegal aliens in New York.
And the New Yorkers like this? Okie doke. 7:13, more from Hillary coming up. First, though, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I thought Trump was an uncle.
Trump is an uncle?
Yeah, he said he was an anti-Trump.
Oh,
those are the Democrats. Yeah, crying uncle.
They're crying uncle.
I pay attention to the show.
Thank you.
I get a chance.
That's good because we don't.
That's the only thing you've ever paid.
Thank you. Just in case you. God, I love you so much. It's very nice. It really is. It's a bromance. The exhilaration lane. Oh, it's acceleration lane. My buddy used to say exhilaration. Inner loop at Lock Raven Boulevard still affected there, so the traffic coming down the hill from Providence Road, still looking at it. It's a wreck there on the right-hand side, and we're still pretty solid right there at the Providence Road and probably back still to the area at Delaney Valley Road. I'm just going to switch the camera real quick here. Yeah, it's slow. York Road through Delaney Valley Road all the way to the accident scene. The outer loop has been looking at it, backed up towards Bel Air Road. The rain, of course, adding to everything. The inner loop at Green Spring, 795 on the west side, still jammed up as you're moving through there. New wreck in Eldersburg, Liberty Road at Route 32. There was a wreck earlier on Route 100. One of the vehicles was facing the wrong way, not too far from Longgate Parkway in Howard County through there. I was trying to get the new information. Yeah, still there in the median as both sides of the road take a look at that. And both the tunnels, not too bad, but 15 to 20 minutes right now, southbound 95 and also on 895 at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, it's going to be warm and humid today, 80, scattered showers, strong, maybe severe, thunderstorms, damaging winds, and tornado-like conditions would be possible, and rain over right now. Heavy rain expected in the next hour, 69 in Reisterstown, and it is 69 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday after the sniper attack on the Dallas ICE facility, where two people were killed, others wounded, all illegals, none of, thank God, the ICE agents. I mean, it's horrible that these illegals were killed as well. You know, and it's just it's sad. And in a fiery speech in North Carolina, Vice President Vance went after Democrats for their rhetorical assault.
And I think that is the most disgusting thing. The very people who keep us safe ought to be honored and protected and praised by Democrats and Republicans alike. It is time to stop the rhetorical assault on law enforcement. Because here's what happened. Because here's what happens when Democrats like Gavin Newsom did say that these people are part of an authoritarian government. When the left-wing media lies about what they're doing, when they lie about who they're arresting, when they lie about the actual job of law enforcement, what they're doing is encouraging crazy people to go and commit violence. You don't have to agree with my immigration policies. You don't have to agree with Donald Trump's immigration policies. But if your political rhetoric encourages violence against our law enforcement, you can go straight to hell and you have no place in the political conversation of the United States of America.
Here, here.
And Vance went on to say it was elected officials. It's Democrat leadership. It's the Democrat state-run media that are responsible.
When Democratic politicians incur doxing, when they encourage us to unmask ICE enforcement officers, what do you think is going to happen? When the mayor of Los Angeles encourages violent protesters to get in the face of our law enforcement, what do you think is going to happen?
And we've seen it play
think
out
it
now.
Through. Think it through, you know?
There have been several attacks on ICE facilities in Texas. We have Charlie Kirk's political assassination, and now this. He also weighed in on the Jimmy Kimmel government was censoring poor Jimmy, the free speech martyr.
What is the government action that the Trump administration has engaged in to kick Jimmy Kimmel or anybody else off the air? Zero. What government pressure have we brought to bear to tell people that they're not allowed to speak their mind? Zero.
Zero, indeed. Yeah. President Trump yesterday called for the arrest of UN escalator saboteurs, demanding investigation into three very sinister events. The Trump White House brilliantly trolled Joe Biden by hanging portraits of his auto pen signature in the new presidential walk of fame.
It's classic.
He also basically gave a thinly veiled threat to ABC for giving Jimmy Kimmel his job back, saying they were going to look at, content. And if it's all anti-Trump and pro-Democrat, that could be considered an in-kind political contribution. And maybe the FEC would be interested in that. Ben Carson gets a new MAHA position. He's been appointed to the new advisory role of U.S. Department of Agriculture, where he'll focus on nutrition, health care, and housing. The Pentagon is about to ask for Trump's approval to carry out the execution of Nidal Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter. Remember, that took place 16 years ago. Mm-hmm. And this guy has been sucking air and drawing breath and taxpayer care ever since. Just outrageous. And Trump has settled on downtown Miami for his presidential library, according to Susie Wiles and those in the know. Miami.
Yeah. I had no idea he really liked the Cubano sandwiches that much.
Exactly. Don Jr. weighing in at the Kirk Memorial about Charlie Kirk on Sunday.
If we're truly going to honor Charlie properly, his loss cannot be the end of the story. His legacy must be that when they took his life, a million more Charlies stepped up to fill the void. We are all Charlie.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to have to take to get these midterms and protect the margins in the House, or even grow the margins in the House and in the Senate. By the way, just as a side note, after Sunday's memorial for Charlie, Turning Point USA had a massive surge of inquiries. Pre-Sunday, they had 60,000 inquiries. Post-Sunday, they've doubled.
Wow.
120,000 inquiries to open up Turning Point USA chapters across this country. It is a surge. It is a tsunami of support for Kirk and his message. Day 249 in the new golden age of Trump.
And we are just getting started.
All right, still to come here, more from Hillary, and we'll hear at the bottom of the hour some folks in hot water. Comey, Bolton, Tish James, and others. And we hear the latest liberal TikTok craze that's going on.
Oh, good.
Right now. Has to do with pregnant women and Tylenol.
Idiots.
The law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you 24/7 should you need them. Of course, many people involved in serious accidents do require serious legal representation. And that's what Michael does the best. Michael and Marcia, his wife, and son Stephen, Rachel Alpert Friedman, all the other attorneys, associate attorneys, paralegals, legal secretaries, and ex-insurance adjusters at the firm, they're there to make sure your recovery is priority number one. And that's exactly what they do. They put your recovery as the priority, and you can focus on getting better, getting back to family, back to work, back to running your business. And let Michael and his firm handle all the rest. And I mean everything from, of course, insurance matters, medical matters, to your diminution of value. If your vehicle's been totaled, they'll take care of it all, and you won't have to lift a finger. So remember the name, Law Offices Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, or online at maflaw.com.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction.
Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Good morning at 7:23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes. Again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on the Beltway is still there through Towson. If you're coming over from York Road from 83 Charles Street, wondering what the backup is there. Delaney Valley Road and York Road. It's a wreck on the inner loop before Perrin Parkway. Still crowding the right lane, and they're looking at it. So still a problem. Most of the lanes are open and getting by, but there's a big delay there. The outer loop is pretty solid at Bel Air Road. And that's going to tie into the normal delay looking at the wreck on the inner loop. The inner loop at Green Spring and right here at Parkites Avenue, the pace is not too bad there. The west side is still solid from 795 going south to Frederick Road. But at least right now, no incidents. Just checking the radar, it looks like very heavy rain now is arriving at the district. So you know what that's going to do to the Capitol Beltway, 95, and all the major roadways in there between the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and around to the American Legion Bridge. It's now going to be crawling with that heavy rain. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and humid, a little muggy on the forecast today. Highs near 80, chance of a scattered shower, strong, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds. Conditions could lead to a potential tornado today. Rain overnight. For the next couple of days, hopefully in the weekend, I might get some of a break here, but it's been a rainy week. Right now, 70 and rain in the next hour in Bel Air, 71 in Baltimore City.
The former senator from New York has a prediction for 26 and again for 28. Focusing on 2026, Hillary Clinton says it's going to be a Democrat year.
I do think we have a very good chance, assuming, you know, we are in the fight, to win back the House in 2026 and maybe the Senate, because the reality of what Trump is doing.
Okay, now here's what puzzles me. If you say, I think we have a very good chance, and then go on with, because Trump is a horrible person, I get that. But if you say, I think we have a very good chance if we are in the fight, what the hell does that mean? Seriously. In other words, you'll have a very good chance if you're not out of the game. Got it. I think I fully understand how confused you are.
Reality is actually going to bite. And I think if we do a better job than they do of explaining the connection between the Republican decisions and what's happening in people's lives, it's not any more affordable. The tariffs are not any longer going to be absorbed by companies. The costs are going to start to bite. It's terrible what's happening because none of us are, you know, going to be very happy with the economic cost of that and the low job creation and the difficulties with inflation. Okay, who's in charge now?
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting because there's a set of assumptions she's making that I think are based on false math. There's a set of assumptions that the Trump administration is making that are based on unproven math. We'll see how it plays out. The idea is not to have the Trumps absorbed by the company, but to encourage those companies to move their products development and creative development here to this country. So if that happens, no, they're not going to be absorbing any of the tariffs, because there won't be any tariffs. They'll be making their vehicles here. They'll be making their widgets here. It'll all be focused in the United States. Should that happen, then her entire argument falls apart. If it doesn't happen, then she's probably right.
Yeah, the only potential vulnerability that I see right now is on the economy. Because right now, according to Harry Enten over at CNN, Trump owns the left on immigration, on crime, right now on foreign policy. He's only got a 7-point lead, single-digit lead on the economy because, stubbornly, some of these prices, the price of beef, the price of coffee, some of these prices remain pretty high, and that's because, in part, in some of the tariffs, and in part because the Fed has dragged its feet on lowering the interest rates for so long. And we finally got a 25 basis point cut, and now we're going to get another one in January when, what's his name, old too late, Jerome Powell, is out. So there's still plenty of time to fix this, but it's going to have to get fixed prior to the midterms.
It will. So we'll see how that plays out. That's something worth watching between now and 2026. And by the way, just so you know, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. over at HHS, they are taking actions necessary to encourage Americans to eat more healthily.
Hey, Stewie, time for The View.
Oh, no, wrong cut. We'll come back and grab that cut later on. I think we missed a cut here somewhere. We have that cut. We'll bring it up to you next hour. All right.
All right. Coming up at the right after the 7:30 news, we're going to take a look at pregnant liberals are posting TikToks of themselves popping Tylenol pills to mock RFK Jr. and President Trump. And there are new reports out that former FBI Director James Comey and the New York prosecutor Tish James might be indicted in the coming days.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
And that the FBI has apparently found classified documents in John Bolton, the now former National Security Advisor's, in his office. And then another bombshell on the Epstein investigation. This from a former Justice Department employee. And when you hear what he has to say,
I remember the squeals from Bolton when he was first accused of this stuff.
Yep.
We know the facts.
Tim Kyle Electric, of course, advising. They were just out of Bruce's house the other day. And again, what I advise is get him out there to make sure that your heat pump is operating efficiently, that it's you got your air filter changed, that you do a little bit of a checkup and make sure that all the switches are where they're supposed to be. And in my case, last year, I had a contact switch that was stuck. And it was costing me a fortune. I mean, my home was getting air cooled and heated, but it was costing me a fortune to do it. We found it and fixed it, and now my bills have been reduced dramatically. So make sure you get that maintenance twice a year before the winter and before, obviously, the spring and summer runs. And Tim Kyle will do that. Give him a call, 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or you can log online at timkylecompany.com. That's timkylecompany.com. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines once again. Bruce Elliott.
Thank you, Sean. Former Randallstown High School teacher has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June on two counts of second-degree assault and the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. After serving time, Arroyo will spend 5 years on supervised probation, and he must register as a sex offender. MDTA says the test pile program for the rebuilding of Baldor's Key Bridge expected to begin on or around Saturday, weather permitting. Here's the deal. 6 test piles have arrived at the site. The first step will be to lift them onto position using a crane and what's called a tripping barge. The test piles are fabricated with American-made steel. They're more than 220 feet long in length. MDTA Executive Director Bruce Gartner says test piles will be evaluated for the potential to be incorporated into the permanent foundations for the new bridge. Over the course of 6 to 8 weeks, 12 test piles will be driven into the riverbed of the Patapsco. Salisbury Councilwoman Michelle Gregory is questioning whether the city of Salisbury should be involved in the Wicomico County's agreement to take part in the ICE 287G program. Earlier this month, Mayor Randy Taylor said the city and its police department intended to cooperate with the county, which is only interested in the warrant service officer program and not making immigration arrests on the street. A Baltimore County man faces an afternoon bail review following a hearing of his arrest for the death of his ex-wife. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in a home they shared, Oakcroft Drive, on September 15th. Geiger lived in that home, as his wife did. He currently is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center on a first-degree murder charge. It's coming up on 732 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the 3s is next.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests. And sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 lottery number was 397. Your pick 4, 5131. And now at 7:33, traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
I get a reminder, if you're heading towards the district, don't see anything major, but it's getting a lot darker, and there's a lot of rain coming in from the south and west through that area. So we looked at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. We're moving there. The American Legion Bridge on the other side of the Potomac, still dealing with the rain, and no big issues right now. But it's going to slow the pace through that area with the heavy rain. Morning backup has arrived. I-97 now, Benfield Boulevard down to Route 32. It looks like a pickup truck has stopped in the grass on I-97 right at Route 32. Don't know if he's just broken down or what, but he is off the roadway at that point. Gets better after the bridge at 178. And then 50 is running okay. The Bay Bridge and over towards the Severn River Bridge and the Ritchie Highway. The lane's open. The rain is not a big deal right now through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Birds' bats were silenced last night by the Rays in a 6-2 rain-soaked loss at Camden Yards. Baltimore didn't get their first hit until the seventh inning. Manager Mancelino asked about it in the postgame.
Sure. We didn't want to go hitless through six or whatever it was. Tough night for us swinging the bats. Thought we swung the bats better last night. Unfortunate part of the game. We don't get hits. So just wasn't a good night for us offensively.
A sidebar to this game, Sam Bisaio hit by Pete Fairbanks in the bottom of the ninth on the wrist with a 97-mile-per-hour fastball. X-rays for a fracture proved negative. Daytime baseball for you today, weather permitting now. Cade Povich takes the hill for Baltimore. First pitch will be at 1:05 p.m. Meanwhile, in New York, last night, history was made.
High drive, right center field. That ball is gone. Number 51 for Judge.
Michael Kay with the call on the Yes Network. Aaron Judge hitting numbers 50 and 51 last night. Now in rarefied air, joining Babe Ruth, Mark McGwire, and Sam Sosa as the only major leaguers ever to hit 50-plus in a season 4 times. Elsewhere, the Guardians move ahead of the Tigers in the Central with a 5-1 win last night over Detroit. And the Phillies smack a team record 8 home runs, 3 by Edmundo Sosa and a pair by Kyle Schwarber, number 55 and 56, as the Fightin' Phils romp. 11-1 was the final over the Marlins. The biggest challenge for any defense when they play the Chiefs is, how do you approach rushing Patrick Mahomes? The man is a virtual Houdini, and it's been on display every time he's faced the Ravens. One of those responsible for chasing Mahomes all over the field is Odafe Owe.
Try to hit him legally as you can in today's NFL. But, you know, we got to respect his playmaking ability, but at the same time, be physical, because he does a lot of things where he's running out of bounds and he's trying to hit guys. So we got to be smart, but at the same time, show him that, you know, we're not scared to hit him.
Charges have been filed against 3 men in connection with a shooting at a youth baseball game on Sunday in Katy, Texas. That's a suburb of Houston. Charged in the incident were Mahmoud Abdel Salam Rababa, Ahmad Mawed, and Mustafa Mohammed. They were arrested on felony charges of deadly conduct with a firearm. A coach was injured while leading a pregame prayer with their team. And finally, you remember Loyola University of Chicago's Sister Jean, all over TV sitting courtside as Loyola of Illinois made made their NCAA tournament run back in 2018. Well, Sister Jean has retired. She retired last month from official duties at the ripe old age of 106 years old. Her official capacity was campus minister and chaplain of the Ramblers men's basketball team beginning in 1991. The time now is 7:37 when we return, when a player takes a pause from the playoff chase.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
This is really a strange story I'm about to tell you. I'm going to play a cut. Right. A Chicago Cubs outfielder was criticized by the Mets play-by-play team for missing a game to attend Charlie Kirk's memorial over the weekend.
Have
you guys heard it? All right, so this happened Tuesday night. Matt Shaw was the player. He played at the University of Maryland, by the way. Here's Gary Cohen and Todd Zeal, the Mets broadcasters, talking about it. Oh, please.
Sound a lot like you.
Hold on one moment.
All right, we're holding on.
Back on X again. Anyway, here's the quote, okay? The quote is from Gary Cohen. I don't want to talk about any of the politics of it, and you know what happens when you do that.
Right.
But the thought of leaving your team in the middle of a race for any reason other than a family emergency really strikes me as weird. That's what Gary Cohen said.
Yeah.
So here's the postscript to the whole thing. Gary Cohen missed the game earlier this season. Do you know why?
No.
Because his dog died.
Okay. Oh. All right.
And so Gary Cohen talking about, and by the way, Matt Shaw was a great friend of Charlie Kirk and his wife Erica.
Yeah.
He was personally invited.
They would text each other after games.
Correct, exactly. And he was personally invited to the funeral. He cleared it with the team.
Right.
The clubhouse was fine with it. They're not in a pennant race.
Right.
Right? They're definitely in the playoffs. So it wasn't crucial. And Gary Cohen gets on the air and talks about how weird it is.
Yeah, maybe
that
Gary
he
should
the game.
Put a sock in it.
If I remember correctly, Charlie Kirk was born in my hometown, which is Arlington Heights, which is a northwest suburb of Chicago.
Correct.
He was a Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Of course, because just from Arlington Heights.
Yeah.
I mean, my father was the only White Sox fan in the entire town.
Yeah.
it was a rule.
Now, that's weird.
They paid tribute to him. The Cubs paid tribute to Charlie
Kirk. Exactly right. I think Gary Cohen needs to reassess what
take
that
a,
was all about.
Take a chill pill.
Yeah. Like you just talk about baseball, man. Come on. I understand that. You're right. There wasn't an independent race. He went through all the proper channels. Not like he went AWOL or something.
Correct.
And look, there are all sorts of sports stories where some athletes play through a death in the family because, you know, they make that personal decision. Others miss.
Right.
Sandy Koufax, I remember during the World Series, missed for the Jewish holidays.
I think it was Brett Favre that played through his father's death on a Monday night and threw like five touchdown passes.
So it's up to the individual athlete, and we should respect their choices. Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. President Trump on Monday announced the use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, can increase the risk of autism when used by pregnant women. And that was also buttressed by Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and four doctors who were at that press conference, including Dr. Oz, Dr. Bhattacharya, Dr. Bakari, and Dr. Fink. And the left has exploded over this. These are the same people that were making fun of ivermectin. Remember? It's a horse dewormer. It couldn't possibly. Well, now we know ivermectin does work on helping to prevent COVID and minimize the symptoms of COVID and other great things as well. But the left, they're not scientific. It's all emotion with them. And now the latest TikTok trend, pregnant women are seen all over TikTok taking multiple doses of Tylenol.
28 weeks pregnant. You know what I'm going to take? Some Tylenol, acetaminophen. It's going to work like a charm, and my baby won't have autism.
Idiot.
They're insane.
Idiot.
And they're laughing about it. They're insane. And I saw about 10 or 12 of these videos. It went viral yesterday. And then, all of a sudden, an old tweet resurfaced from 2017. Yep. It was from the manufacturers of Tylenol. Here's what they said about their product. This is, again, from Tylenol. Quote, "We actually don't recommend using any of our products while pregnant. Thank you for taking the time to voice your concerns today." End of quote.
That's 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So they're already on record as saying don't use this stuff when you're pregnant because they weren't sure what the side effects could be. A lot of medicines have the same kind of caution, that particularly in the first trimester, that using some drugs can be very dangerous for your baby. I think it is a height of idiocy to try to make a political statement. Imagine the horrible feeling this woman would have should her child actually be born with autism.
Yeah, well, imagine now. Because
imagine that horrible feeling.
It's an ongoing process of development in utero. The liver isn't fully developed until later on. And the liver is the organ that is your filter. It removes toxins from your body. And unfortunately, it can't process the Tylenol, so it stays in your system. It can travel to your brain.
Yep.
Where it can cause neurocognitive issues.
And you know, it's interesting because even in adult humans, the liver does the job of kind of taking care of those toxins as they come through until you use the liver so badly that it becomes almost overwhelmed. On a totally different topic, a time for traffic. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
I like liver and onions.
He likes liver pills.
Yeah, Carter's liver pills.
And then
you know we're old.
Then you would always have the disclaimer, not meant for any disease.
Yeah. That's true. You can take them on both ends. It doesn't matter.
Oh.
We'll leave that one with you.
Yes,
Dr. Whitaker says. Oh, little did I know. Here we are. We're brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. Interloop now a little better at Providence Road. That indicates that the wreck over at Paring has pretty much wrapped up now, and the pace is improving. We're dodging all the heavy rain so far, still right around the Capitol. Now, just look, there's a report of a bad wreck at King's Dominion. If you're going south between the District and Fredericksburg, it is absolutely pouring on 95 through there. They're going to have a lot of problems both directions through there between Quantico and going down to King's Dominion. This is a report, might be 5-6 vehicles involved on 95 South. If you're in Carroll County, Eldersburg, that wreck was about 25 minutes ago at Liberty Road at Route 32. JFX, anytime we get a little bit of rain, watch your speed between Northern Parkway and the ramps downtown. What's scarier than Baltimore traffic? The ghost ship on the Liberty Ship, John W. Brown. And if you have what it takes to face your fear with dark secrets and horrors that lie below decks, it's every Friday and Saturday in October. Get the information at BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was going to say Chuck Whitaker without cameras was scarier, but we've all lived through that pain. Right now,
that's nice.
You're Fox 45. Oh, by the way, we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News.
Yeah.
410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Call now. Reserve your spot. Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm, humid today. 80. Chance of scattered showers. Strong to severe thunderstorms. Damaging winds. And possible tornado conditions might be possible. And again, rain overnight. Right now, rain in the next hour. 72 in Arnold. It's 70 in Parkville. And time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner of a WCBM beer glass. It's a nice-looking glass. It's got our logo on it. You can put it in the freezer. And the only thing I would recommend is hand wash it and dry it. You don't want to dry it in the dishwasher because that will lead to the
disaster
sticker logo decal to come off in the long run.
All right.
So just
and
keep
it might crack.
Exactly. I beg your pardon?
That's quite enough about your crack.
Exactly. Let's go to Joe in Milford Mill. Good morning, Joe.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
You know me. I have to lead off.
He likes to go first.
My man.
He doesn't want to wait around for Chuck's droppings. I mean, picks.
Chuck's droppings?
What? A new organic food product brought to you by...
Yeah, good. Use it in your garden. Use the garden weasel with it, named after Bruce.
Oh. All right, here we go. Story number one. A California squirrel has gone nuts.
No.
And neighbors in town are on the alert. In San Rafael, a squirrel, a rabid squirrel, or a group of squirrels are attacking residents. So far, two have been hospitalized.
Two squirrels or two people?
Two people.
You let them get into the drugs, man. They do strange stuff.
Sounds like a Stephen King horror of show. Story two, President Trump has had it with the United Nations. He posted on Truth Social earlier yesterday that he is sick of our great nation playing host to all these loser countries. We need to host winners. So Trump's idea, his proposal, tear it down. And we'll build the largest UFC arena in its place. He says it'll be absolutely beautiful. According to sources, in lieu of the UN meetings, the president will invite representatives from each country to come and fight instead. And story three, just when you think it's just the leftist insanity here in this country over Charlie Kirk, it is apparently contagious. It's now infecting the French. French media are out comparing Charlie Kirk, his memorial on Sunday, to a Nazi rally. And it said, his assassination is akin to the Reichstag fire. Story one, crazy squirrels attacking people in a California town. Story two, Trump says, let's tear the UN down and build a UFC arena. Or story three, French media comparing Charlie Kirk's memorial to a Nazi rally and the Reichstag fire. All right, we'll start with Mr. Bruce.
Start with Joe.
Joe likes to go first.
Okay, question, do I still win that sign?
What was the question again?
The sign, is the prize the sign?
It's a...
The prize.
The prize
is a beer glass. It's not an actual stein, but it is a, I think it's about a 10-ounce beer glass. It's a great, you can freeze it and get a nice frosty adult beverage, Joe.
Oh, great, because I have plenty of beer in the fridge. That's good. One is good, that's a nutty. Three is true. So I didn't hear about number two and Trump, talking about that. So I'll go with two, number two.
All right. Joe goes to story number two, tear down the UN, build UFC. Kristen.
I think I agree, number two.
Kristen goes for two. Chuck.
I think he would say it in jest.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with those idiots in France.
All right. So it goes with the idiots in France. birds of a feather. Bruce.
Yeah, flock together. Flock, whatever, man.
Hey, French media story true, California squirrels. There was a movie about that. And I can't remember, it wasn't squirrels. It was some other animal got into somebody's drug stash.
Oh, Bo Winkle, what are you doing?
And I can't remember what the movie was. Last couple of years. Very funny movie. It's blank.
It was?
Yeah, but we're replacing UNESCO with UNUFC. I think that's fake news, but a great idea.
Bruce could also guess for story two. Story one, yeah, the squirrel attacks. Shocking, California, as the tiny rodents have sent two to the hospital already. Story number two, tear down the UN building, replace it with the UFC arena. Great idea, but it is fake news. So everybody butt chuck today.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, let him go ahead. Go ahead. I hope you step on your tongue.
That's all. That's all. That's all. I can't do it.
Is that all you want?
Do it again. Do it again, Bruce.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What have you been eating?
Actually, I've been eating the honey nut corn chex. It's very nice. Yeah.
Smells like Braunschweiger down here.
All right.
That's the liver worst thing I've heard in my life.
That's true.
See you in a couple. coming up. By the way, James Comey, it's being reported he could be indicted in the Eastern District of Virginia any day now. This after the accusation of lying to Congress over whether he authorized that leak to his buddy at Columbia, the professor, and who then leaked it to the New York Times, which then precipitated the special counsel. Robert Mueller. Remember that? Letitia James is also expected to be indicted in the coming days, according to numerous reports. Apparently, the FBI found National Security Advisor John Bolton transmitted classified emails over a private server system, and then they were intercepted by a hostile foreign country spy service. It's one thing to have classified documents in your possession. It's another if you transmit them and a hostile country intercepts them. That's going to be a big problem for former ambassador and national security advisor John Bolton. 751, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan
for your income and retirement, any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
This is Mackenzie Frost. Join me every Thursday on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot as we preview and discuss what I'll be covering that night on Fox 45 News In Depth with Mackenzie Frost. Listen at 8:37 in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the rain is increasing in intensity now. Looking at the Capitol Beltway here at Route 29, heavy rain there. It extends around to the American Legion Bridge. So far, it's just reacting to the rain. No incidents on the roadway. They've slowed down enough now that we're not going to get any big wrecks, I don't think. But you're going to have that impact with the rain already in D.C. As we mentioned, there's a big wreck if you're traveling south on 95 towards Fredericksburg. Big wreck there. Multiple vehicles involved as you're going south from Quantico and down towards King's Dominion. Big backup is developing and the rain is even worse in that area. We're seeing some of that heavy rain now encroaching a little bit into Howard County on 29 and up eventually to the West Side Beltway. And we're going to keep an eye on everything, but the pace will continue slow with the rain arriving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be warm, humid, chance of scattered showers, strong, severe thunderstorms today, damaging winds, maybe even tornado conditions are possible, 80, and then rain again overnight. Tonight, partly cloudy right now and dry. It's 73 in Ocean City, but we're getting rain here in the next hour. Some of it's going to be heavy at times. 71 in Middle River.
We've been spending some time talking about what's going on at HHS. We have some conversation next hour to have on the advisability or lack of advisability of taking various kinds of shots, taking the jab for various diseases, making it optional or not. But we want you to know that HHS is on top of continuing developments in your health. And here's what they have released most recently.
Just buy a bag of carrots and you eat them the way you'd normally eat a package of hot dogs, okay? You usually stand in front of an open fridge door shoving them in your fat face cold. Well, then just do that with a carrot. It's that simple.
According to AIDS, Hoyer is hoping to build on recent initiatives, including the Maybe Don't Melt Cheese Over Every Meal project and Breathe Between Bites, What Are You, a Pack of Animals program.
And so there you go. HHS on top of it right now, making sure that when you eat properly. All right. Kamala Harris. There are a couple things that puzzle me about Kamala Harris. One is, how does she tie her shoes in the morning? Because that must be a challenge at her intellect level. But here's what she says. She says, I'm a loyal person. And then she proceeds to throw Joe Biden under the bus.
I'm a loyal person.
Of course you are.
And I didn't fully appreciate how much people wanted to know there was a difference between me and President Biden. I thought it was obvious. And I didn't want to offer a difference in a way that would be received or suggested to be a criticism.
Oh, no, because you didn't want to criticize him then, but you want to blame him now, because that's what a loyal person does.
You know, the book to wait for is not her book, obviously. And it's not going to be Joe Biden's book, because he obviously is incapable of writing that book. It's going to be Jill Biden, Nurse Jill, her book, because, you know,
that's going to be a vitriol in that one.
She's been running the show for a long time, and she does not like a word salad Cammy.
Now, this is great, because I keep hearing this quote from her. This is the first time we heard it.
The sitting vice president enters the race against a former president of the United States who's been running for 10 years with 107 days to go. And it ended up being the closest presidential election in the 21st century.
Now, Sean, when you and I heard that initially, we thought, what the hell is she talking about? Trump won by like 3 million votes. He carried all the swing states. He had a huge electoral college victory. How can this possibly, you know, she must have just misspoken. Well, she was on The View yesterday.
It is the closest presidential race in the 21st century in terms of the outcome.
I still cannot figure out for the life of me what the hell she's talking about. I mean,
Nixon Kennedy was closer. Bush Gore was closer.
Intensely close.
Yeah.
I mean, you had the popular vote being won by Gore, the electoral vote being won by Bush.
How do you go to the Supreme Court?
Yeah,
and stop counting the ballots in Palm Beach County.
But I don't understand why you would hang on to this myth and try to sell it to the American people. We're not all that dumb. I mean, we do have discerning minds. We can look at last fall's election.
The left is.
Well, no, come on. They can look at the election. They can say, wait a minute, no. This wasn't all that close. But maybe her belief is, if she can sell the idea that it was just within reach, they'll make her the candidate again come the re-election time in 2028. She'll be running probably against J.D. Vance at that time, although it could be Mark Rubio. It could be a couple of others. A big bench on the GOP side. There you have. I mean, a word salad Cammy at her best. Hey, how are your cholesterol levels? If you're managing healthy cholesterol, the key is to a strong heart and overall wellness. For 40 years now, Rescue Natural Supplements has been a trusted ally in helping people reach their cholesterol goals. Now, I've counted on Rescue for years, and with good reason. Their range of supplements is designed to meet your specific needs, from omega-3s to red yeast rice and more. Take charge of your heart health today. Use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, at checkout to double your order on any cholesterol product for free. I'll call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable product consultant, or use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And remember to use the code DROP, D-R-O-P, when you buy one, get one free Rescue Cholesterol product. Double up your cholesterol support today. Just use the code DROP at res-q.com.
It's 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, Governors Moore and Shapiro blaming PJM for the energy crisis.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news at Town Hall. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump claims he was sabotaged at the United Nations.
The president complained that he was the victim of three very sinister events at the UN on Tuesday. First, the escalator he used suddenly stopped. He wrote online that those responsible should be arrested. Second, his teleprompter didn't work for several minutes. And third, he said the sound was off during his speech. The president said the Secret Service would be involved in an investigation.
As White House correspondent Greg Cluxton, President Trump's approval rating is flipped with white voters. We get a closer look at the numbers from Bernie Bennett.
According to polling by the economist YouGov, the proportion of white voters who support President Trump has increased by 8 percentage points after it previously declined. The polling rebound means Mr. Trump's approval rating among the demographic is now positive. Caucasian voters are a key group in the president's base. More than 8 in 10 Trump voters in the 2024 election were white, according to the Associated Press. Pew Research Center found that 55% of white voters voted for Trump in 2024 and 2020, and that 54% of white people opted for him in 2016. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The widow of one of the victims in a plane crash that killed 67 is suing the U.S. government and American Airlines for her profound loss.
The crash of American Eagle 5342 was predictable, it was preventable, and caused the needless loss of 67 lives.
That is attorney Bob Clifford representing one of the victims' families. A federal tax expert says it's not Obamacare set to expire at the end of the year, but rather certain Obamacare subsidies that were added as emergency measures during the COVID recovery.
These subsidies removed any income verification and fraud checks on people getting free health insurance on the dime of the United States taxpayer.
That is Lauren Stewart, who serves as federal affairs liaison with Americans for Prosperity. More from townhall.com.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to PureTalk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those PureTalk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, PureTalk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted a problem. I'm not sure if this is a wreck or not. It looks like a wreck westbound on Route 50 at the Severn River Bridge. Might be a broken down vehicle. Either way, they're in the left-hand lane. Nobody behind it yet. Must have just happened, whatever it is. But they're sitting there with their flashers on in the left-hand lane. So very quickly from Baydale Drive over towards Ritchie Highway. Yeah, now it looks like a wreck. Looks like two or three vehicles involved in the left-hand lane. Two lanes to the right. If you're coming over from Baydale Drive, when you get to Ritchie Highway, just stay to the right side. All your morning backups are there. I-97 south from Benfield Boulevard gets better after Route 32, and after you clear the bridge at 178, the pace is good. But this is a problem now in the left-hand lane at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WC.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise, warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Middle River, 71 degrees. Bel Air, 71 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. The son of Mission Barbecue co-founder Bill Krause was one of the Army soldiers killed in a Black Hawk crash near Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Krause and three other servicemen died after the helicopter went down during a training flight on September 17th. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he and the First Lady are heartbroken to hear that Andrew Krause lost his life. The governor says Mission Barbecue began in Maryland, rooting their values in service and community, and the entire state mourns alongside the Krause family. A former Randallstown High School teacher has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June on two counts of second-degree assault in the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. After serving time, Arroyo spent 5 years on supervised probation, and he must register as a sex offender. The MDTA says the test pilot program for the rebuilding of Baltimore's Key Bridge is expected to begin on or around Saturday, weather permitting. Six test piles have arrived, and the first step will be to lift them into position using a crane and what's called a tripping barge. These 220 feet long piles be driven in as possible bases for the new Key Bridge. And Salisbury Councilwoman Michelle Gregory is questioning whether or not Salisbury should be involved in Wicomico County's agreement to take part in the ICE 287G program. Earlier this month, Mayor Randy Taylor said the city and its police department intended to cooperate with the county, which is only interested in the warrant service officer program and not making immigration arrests on the street. It's 8:06 on WCBM, pick 3 lottery 397, pick 4 5131, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off?
off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Warning, the national debt is spiraling out of control. Trade wars are causing record volatility, and inflation could make a devastating comeback. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? And what if you could do it tax and penalty-free? Find out more by requesting your free 2025 gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Gold Co. Plus, you could get an unlimited instant match on bonus silver if you qualify. Call 855-969-GOLD to learn more. That's 855-969-GOLD. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Not a great night for the Birds last night at Camden Yards on many counts.
We'll start with Samuel Basayo.
Two strikes on Basayo. Look out. Oh, up near the right hand. He's grabbing the arm. Basayo is hurting. He's not even going to attempt to stay in this game.
Man, this is the last thing the Orioles needed right here.
Kevin Brown and Big Ben McDonald with the call on Masson. Sam Basayo left the game immediately. Indeed, x-rays later proved negative. Manager Mancelino was asked if there was any purpose behind that pitch in the postgame.
No, not at all. No, it's, you know, Kevin Cash runs a classy program over there. There'd be no reason for them to do that.
As for the game, Birds were held hitless for six innings in the 6-2 loss. Jordan Westbrook's two-run single in the eighth plated the Birds' lone runs. Daytime baseball for you today. If weather permits, Cade Povich will spin it at 1:35 for the Orioles. Meanwhile, in Owings Mills, Derrick Henry still mad at himself from Monday night.
I'm still pissed off, mad at myself. I'm my worst critic, so, you know.
Henry's fourth quarter fumble is concerning, but it wasn't the reason the Ravens lost Monday night. Inability to stop the run was. Here's Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
We self-assess all the time. We try to be our own best critic at, you know, in every aspect of what we do, coaches and players.
Going to have to figure it out before 4:25 on Sunday afternoon in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Coming up in 30 minutes, why all the missed tackles for the Ravens defense? And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680. That is our local number. If you'd like to call, comment, or contribute, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can shoot us off an email here at themorningdrive@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. And coming up in this hour, we're going to be taking a look at, a number of issues, including Donald Trump basically lecturing the European Union on what is destroying the countries of Europe. Mackenzie Frost is going to join us to talk about those state audits. Mm-hmm. And now that she's reporting that a child under state care has been found dead in a Baltimore hotel. So we'll get the latest on that story. But the top story here again, two Einsteins, Governor Moore and Governor Shapiro of Maryland and Pennsylvania, respectively, are upset about the energy crisis. So upset, they're calling a special session. No, I kid you. I'm just pulling your leg. They would never do that. Not when they can call a special session to redistrict Andy Harris out of a seat. But here's what Governor Moore said, blaming PJM for the energy crisis.
The issue of energy affordability, it is real. It's unacceptable that these inefficient and these outdated processes from PJM are leading to these bill increases.
Hmm. PJM, they're the original grid operator, and as I understand it, they manage the flow of energy between 13 states. They don't create the flow.
No, they don't.
They don't create the energy. They're not tasked with creating the source or finding new energy sources. They take whatever sources exist, and they spread it and distribute it over the grid.
That's kind of the way it works.
Yeah. Okay, and that's a simple understanding, but apparently Governor Moore doesn't get that.
You have this entity that, frankly, in many cases, just simply beholden to its board members. We demand a seat at the table with PJM, because no longer can they make decisions about us when we're not at the table in the first place.
Yeah, look, with all due respect, you can't run the State Highway Administration. You can't obviously run the Social Services Administration. You can't obviously manage money, because you took a $5 billion surplus and turned it into a $3 billion deficit. Why would we have confidence in you when it comes to electrical distribution or energy distribution? Sorry, I just don't.
They should put somebody on who has a history in working with energy, like Hunter Biden, for example.
Governor Shapiro in Pennsylvania, he's also looking for a scapegoat.
We've got to reexamine whether or not Pennsylvania should be a member of PJM. Maybe we should set our own pricing.
Well, there it is. They don't want to be a member. They're exporting a lot of their energy. Maryland is importing 40% of our energy from Pennsylvania. They've been threatening to turn out the lights. The party's over. But now we find out that, oh no, Governor Shapiro, he wants to name his own price. It's our energy, and we're not going to share it unless you're going to pay big bucks for it. And that might not be a good solution for the rest of the 12 states on the grid. It might start an energy war.
No. The energy war will be thwarted by the Barter King himself, who will intercede to make sure that all are well. And when it comes to energy, Chuck Whitaker.
Yeah, but Debbie has said she sees a lack of energy around the house.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem.
Right.
Traffic and weather on the threes.
If we could only get Hunter Biden to snort some coal dust.
Yes, if only. He may have tried that already, Chuck.
Then we may have something going. You know, I mean, he's, you know, he can blow it out his knot. Well, never mind. Okay, so this is a this is a wreck on the Severn River Bridge. Two, three vehicles, maybe four. I thought there were four at one point, but it looks like three now on the westbound side, right after Ritchie Highway, left-hand lane. State Highway truck is now there. State Police are now there, and it looks like two of the vehicles may have pulled away. So now we're down to two. But either way, big backup now going back on 50, not quite back to St. Margaret's, but definitely back into the area at Whitehall Road as you're coming over towards Ritchie Highway. So once you get there, you need to be in the right lane and the center lane. Got a report from Baltimore County. The traffic light was malfunctioning at Route 702 at Old Eastern Avenue. Wreck earlier in Eldersburg, Liberty Road at Route 32. Beltway still reacting to the light rain. All the heavy rain still a little bit to the south, but 95, 29, all the Capitol Beltway still involved in the rain as it moves up from the south and west. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be a very messy day today. Rain throughout the day. Showers, storms could be strong to severe with isolated tornado conditions possible. Heavy damaging winds. So please be aware if you're out driving about today. 80 for the high, and then the rain continues overnight into tomorrow. Right now we've got rain here in the next hour. 70 in Pikesville, and it is 72 with rain in the Middle River. Time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, 8:15 in the morning. Time once again for us to head to the circus, because that's where we put all the loons. Special display off to the side. But first, enter the big top if you would. Grab your seats and focus your attention on the center ring, because there's somebody here who has important things to say to you. The clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop, and this young lady doesn't seem to understand the difference between voluntary and mandatory.
Thank you, Kennedy. Thank you, Trump. You just handed the Democrats a wonderful gift. because the red states, Florida started, no more vaccine mandates. Well, your supporters are just going to die off if they don't believe in any kind of vaccines. So don't vaccinate. None of you red states, don't vaccinate. And then we'll just take over.
You see, the idea, ma'am, is it's voluntary. As a grown-up, you get to decide. You don't have the government mandating that you must take one vaccine or another. You'd think post-COVID, you might kind of wrap your brain around that concept and say, maybe voluntary is a good thing. But no, if you live in a culture where mandatory has been the way of life that you've lived and you want it to continue, that's the kind of reaction you get, folks. So, ma'am, please, go sit on that needle over there and get out of here.
And by the way, this just in. The Maryland Department of Health released its own vaccination recommendations in lieu of the federal standards set by the CDC. Because, after all, the Maryland Department of Health knows a heck of a lot more than the CDC does. All adults, they are recommending, all adults should get their COVID-19 vaccination this fall. Additionally, all children between 6 months and 2 years old should get their shot. And children 2 years to 18 years old are also at risk. So that is from the Maryland Department of Health. They must have a lot of leftover jabs.
Honestly, God.
They want to get rid of or something. I don't know, because clearly the science does not indicate that.
What do they indicate for kids under two?
For children between 6 months and 2 years old, they should also get a shot.
Okay.
And children 2 to 18 are at risk as well.
The probability, as we saw in the big COVID outbreak, of anybody at that age contracting COVID or contracting COVID to the degree that it would be endangering them in some fashion is almost zero. But they say, go get the shot anyway?
Yeah. And on top of that, the Maryland Department of Health is also recommending that all infants under 8 months get this RSV vaccine and that pregnant people get the shot as well. And so now you're talking about, once again, we talk about these clusters, COVID jab, RSV jab, and Lord knows what else. Just after this big press conference held this week on Monday, where we found out that it may not be a good idea. Maybe they should be spread out a little bit more than giving little children, infants and toddlers, 3-4 shots at a time. But again, the Maryland Department of Health thinks that they know more than the CDC. All right, it's 8:19, 19 minutes after the hour. By the way, we'll get your calls and comments here in just a second, but this does not surprise us that Governor Moore and Governor Shapiro are blaming the PJM. These are the same kinds of people, one of our listeners said, that blame guns for gun violence. They blame inanimate objects. They blame ICE agents who are enforcing the law. Compare them to Nazis and bank robbers, etc. But again, let's look at the real culprits here. It is their phobia. And they have climate change and fossil fuel phobia, those on the left. They live in fear. And I don't think they actually are afraid. This is just what they're using as a way to control.
Right.
To control us. The Climate Control Act of 2022 here in Maryland, that is a major component of this, where they really didn't look ahead. And they didn't look at nuclear. They just want to get rid of fossil fuels. And they thought, the idiots thought that we were going to generate enough energy with windmills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Offshore windmills.
Or sunshine.
And solar panels to power the needs of an entire state? Are you kidding me? How can anybody be that stupid?
No, the idea was...
And then put those stupid ideas into legislation.
Yeah, the idea was to force us into abandoning fossil fuels and hope that somehow we will all adjust our lifestyle so that in the summer you'd have your air conditioning set at 78. And during the winter you'd have your heat set at 62. And we say, it's the new normal and everything is working just fine.
Yeah. Well, it is. I know they would certainly do that. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us now again, Mark McVeary, our reverse mortgage answer man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How you doing, guys?
We're doing fine, sir. Mark, many of our listeners are retired, as you know, living on a fixed income, and the cost of living keeps climbing. So how could a reverse mortgage make things easier for them?
I mean, obviously, when things are tight, having some extra money does make life easier.
And I mean, and that's exactly what a reverse mortgage is going to do. I mean, it's going to give someone the extra money they need without creating that monthly payment. I mean, I hear from clients all the time that their current financial position is keeping them up at night. And when the solution to their problem is like really kind of right under their feet. I mean, it's the house that they work so hard for. I mean, most homeowners have refinanced a couple of times to create cash flow. I mean, a reverse mortgage is a refinance that creates cash flow, but without a monthly payment.
Yeah. Now let's talk a little about that big bill, that big payment everybody has. A lot of homeowners are still stuck making that monthly mortgage payment, and it's kind of draining that cash flow you just referenced. So how could a reverse mortgage wipe out the monthly mortgage payment and put money back into their pockets immediately?
I mean, the biggest reason people come to me is because of their mortgage or other debts. I mean, and again, as you just mentioned, it's eating a big portion of their monthly income. You know, when a lot of my clients stop stressing out or moving forward and we process the loan, the first thing we do when we do the reverse mortgage is pay off that existing mortgage, which eliminates that monthly payment and puts that money back in their pocket. And with a lot of my clients, they really realize after we do, without that monthly payment and the other debts, they can't live anywhere cheaper.
Yeah, and could you share, because I love these stories, about how you're able to help some of the homeowners right now that that you've been talking with?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now, almost every one of our homeowners that I'm working with either has a mortgage or credit card debt that's eating up a big portion of their monthly income. Once we get rid of these payments, it's putting back 40% or more of their income in their pockets. And I just helped somebody in Coffeyville last week and someone else on the Eastern Shore that, you know, it put over 60% of their income back in their pocket each month. And once we do that, the other thing that comes into play is we get rid of those debts, then we have a line of credit available to them for future needs. But I do want to mention something real quick, Sean, that on October the 9th at 1 p.m., I'm going to host a reverse mortgage webinar. So if any of the listeners want to attend and they want to sign up, they can sign up at mark@markmcv.com. That's mark@markmcv.com. If they don't get this information, they can always give me a call at 410-788-7070 and 410-788-7070, and I can also give them the information.
Well, you get tired of house calls?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people are saying to me, they're like, hey, man, I want to get some more information, or I just want to learn, you know, learn about it. And, you know, so we decided to put it together. But, no, I still make all the house calls. That has not
happened
right at all.
Thanks, Mark. Always a pleasure. It's Mark McVeary, your reverse mortgage answer man, 410-788-7070.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays through Annapolis and the wreck, a couple of vehicles involved. At least at one point, it may have been three or four. It looks like two now with the state police there. The left lane westbound on the Severn River Bridge. Two lanes getting by to the right. We're backed up well before you get to Ritchie Highway. When you get there, just stay over to the right side as much as you can. Of course, we're still looking at the morning delays anywhere south along I-97, and it begins at Route 32. It's backed up all the way back to Benfield, and now that area of heavy rain has arrived there. So that's a big impact. Not too bad at the Severn River Bridge, but just up the road at I-97 coming out of Millersville and Gambles, it is now pouring a lot of spray from the vehicle, so it's having a big impact, and everybody there pretty much has their headlights on now driving through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be, boy, wishing in Ocean City right now, where it's sunny and 73, but that's not going to happen today. Warm and humid, highs near 80, scattered showers strong, and severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, maybe even tornado conditions will be present as well. So be forewarned, it is not going to be a nice day in the area. Right now, rain in the next hour, 73 in Stevensville, 72 in Pasadena. And let's go to the phones. Glenn is in Easton. Good morning, Glenn.
How you doing, bud?
Good morning. So Governor Moore can't even run the Maryland Air National Guard either because the last A-10s were just retired and the unit was inactivated or deactivated. And even Governor Whitmer went to President Trump and said, hey, can I get another air wing? And he gave her the brand new F-15Xs that are coming out. But yet we have nothing. We have a cyber wing. We've got a bunch of computer guys that are going to be there at Martin State Airport. When I retired from that unit in 2006, we had eight C-130s and 12 or 14 A-10s, and now we have nothing. This is ridiculous. And it just really rubbed me wrong to see him at that inactivation ceremony the other day. with his fake Bronze Star stolen valor that he had. I can't believe he can even face military people and how they can even deal with him with that fake Bronze Star that he has.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Glenn, I think many politicians, to one degree or another, are sociopathic. They will lie to you straight to your face and not view it as something you're getting away with.
Yeah, well,
it's simply how they navigate
life. They've lied so much about it, they believe it to be true.
Yeah.
And we've seen that before with many, many others. Glenn, thanks for the call. Let's try Paul in Towson.
Morning, Paul.
Good morning, guys. I'm afraid that Kamala might be technically correct in terms of popular vote because the 2000 election is not 21st century.
Oh. Yeah, well, technically you would be correct. The 21st century would start January 1, 2001.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
All right.
Thanks.
Have a good one.
Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. I'm going to have to go back and look at the popular vote totals for 2004 and
beyond. Wait a minute. There are other in the Trump-Hillary election, Hillary won the popular vote,
yeah,
and he won the electoral vote. So isn't that technically closer than Trump winning all three?
Far, far closer, yes. Yeah.
I think Paul was just having some fun,
well,
which can happen on occasion on this program.
And we deserve it, gosh darn it.
We absolutely do. Don't forget the Best of Morning Drive each and every day, available at WCBM.com. Our Rumble Facebook page is brought to you by the Law Offices of Michael A. Freeman. This is good news. North Carolina's House of Representatives, or delegates rather, has approved something called Arena's Law to end cashless bail, preventing the release of violent offenders and closing loopholes. Irina is, of course, named after Irina Zarutska. She is the Ukrainian refugee whose throat was cut on the light rail station in North Carolina, and she bled out right there. And, of course, the perp was a brutal murder, and we probably still would be discussing if it hadn't been for the Charlie Kirk assassination. But in this particular case, 14 times this individual was arrested and released because of cashless bail. President Trump has been adamant about ending cashless bail, among other things, and hopefully the Democrats will support this in North Carolina, and it will become law, and then it's a House Bill 307, if you want to look it up, in the North Carolina legislature, dubbed Arena's Law.
Right,
very
cool.
Sad, very sad story indeed. Coming up, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us right after the 8:30 news to talk about the state audits and her report that a child in the care of the state of Maryland was found dead, 16-year-old found dead in a Baltimore hotel. And this after the audit saying that the state Social Services Administration was negligent,
mm-hmm,
incompetent, maybe even criminally negligent in not doing background checks, or the way that was phrased to me.
Were
there any protocols? Well, I'll ask Mackenzie in a second, but they were putting foster children into homes where there were predators, pedophiles, mm-hmm, perverts.
Do we have any indication exactly how this young woman, how this child died?
I'm hearing that there was trauma to the body. So we'll get Mackenzie, who probably has more because she's got some plugged in sources, obviously very well placed sources in her repertoire. So we'll get more from Mackenzie coming up in just a second.
Well, we have plugged in sources too, but
we do.
The extension cord has been unplugged on us.
Yeah, that happens frequently. Or the batteries,
we
forget to charge them, and we only have two gerbils left in the building, so that is also problematic.
Bit of an issue.
8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore County man faces an afternoon bail review hearing following his arrest for the death of his ex-wife. 65-year-old Carl Geiger is accused of killing 69-year-old Patricia Watson Geiger in the home that they shared on Oakcroft Drive in Timonium. He is currently being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center on a first-degree murder charge. Anne County Police have released the name of the motorcyclist who was killed in a Tuesday night crash in Lothian. 39-year-old David Martin Sweet Jr. was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes when he crashed into a car head-on. Sweet was thrown from the motorcycle, pronounced dead at the scene. His 14-year-old passenger flown to Johns Hopkins Hospital, currently in critical but stable condition. The son of Mission Barbecue co-founder Bill Kraus was one of the Army soldiers killed in a Black Hawk crash near Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State. Chief Warrant Officer Andrew Kraus and three other servicemen died after the helicopter went down during a training flight on September 17th. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says he and the First Lady are heartbroken to hear that Andrew Kraus lost his life. A former Randallstown High School teacher has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child sex abuse. Carlos Arroyo was convicted in June on two counts of second-degree assault and the 2024 incidents. Police began to investigate the former teacher and soccer coach after they were notified about a sexual assault involving a student. After serving time, Arroyo will spend 5 years on supervised probation, and he must register as a sex offender. And the MDTA says the test pile program for the rebuilding of Baltimore's Key Bridge is expected to begin on or around Saturday, weather permitting. Here's the deal. Six test piles arrived at the site. The first step will be to lift them onto position using a crane and what's called a tripping barge. The test piles are fabricated with American-made steel. They're more than 220 feet in length. MDTA Executive Director Bruce Gartner says test piles will be evaluated for the potential to be incorporated into the permanent foundations for the new bridge. 8:32 on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCBM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling, that's a single session. PTSD, well, that's five sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just one session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or two before the tournaments, tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
But for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Pick 3 Lottery, 397. Pick 4, 5131. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
The wreck is still there in the left-hand lane, westbound 50 at the Severn River Bridge. Two lanes are getting by to the right. I'm not sure these vehicles have to be towed out or not, but they've been there for a while. So again, if you're coming over from Baydale Drive, coming over to the Severn River Bridge, when you get to Ritchie Highway, you need to be to the center and the right lane. After that, you're good. Now, heavy rain up around I-97, Route 32, so that impact is still there, and it's pouring. It's only light rain, very light showers right here at the Severn River Bridge, but everything else has become a mess just because of that rain coming into the area, and all that rain is still coming up through Northern Virginia, through D.C., and it's working its way up and encroaching slowly with the heavy rain onto the Beltway locally. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are tracking scattered showers and strong to severe thunderstorms today. Some of these storms will be capable of damaging wind gusts and even an isolated tornado this afternoon. Otherwise, warm and humid with highs close to 80. More rain will continue tonight with lows in the mid-60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
8:35 Sports brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. If Mother Nature cooperates this afternoon, the birds will close the curtain in front of their home fans for the final time in 2025. A disappointing season, to say the least, but hope, though, for the future. Right-hander Tyler Wells is part of that hope, but he was cuffed around last night by the Rays.
There's a shot back into deep right field. That's got carry, and it is gone.
The former Maryland Terp, Brandon Lau. That call on the FanDuel Sports Network, driving in two runs last night for the Rays on their way to a 6-2 win over Baltimore. After the game, Wells was asked about if this start was any different from his first three.
No. Honestly, felt pretty good in the first inning. Second inning and the first inning both kind of got long on me, so that third and fourth inning just kind of, ran out of gas.
Seven hits, three runs allowed, and four innings pitched for the right-hander. Cade Povich will make his final start for Baltimore today at 105, again, weather permitting. Missed tackles, according to SportTrack, 20 of them missed by the Ravens on Monday night. Kyle Hamilton reacts to that.
Yeah, that was really disheartening because that was one of the things coming to the game. We wanted to leave the game feeling good about tackling. And I can definitely say that we do not. I mean, I don't speak for everybody when I say this, but I do not feel like we tackle well, me included.
So why? Why all the missed tackles? Marlon Humphrey in the post game may have given us a clue.
We got to chase turnovers, and that just comes from playing distant with football and kind of making the other team break, honestly. And
turnovers are key, no doubt, but sometimes when you chase them, you miss the fundamentals. You remember the CFL, Jim Spiros, the Baltimore Stallions, the crazy rules? Well, after 67 years, the CFL is getting with the times, changing some key rules, and the most recognizable is the length of the field. They're trimming it. Used to be 110 yards, now it's 100, just like the NFL. Goalposts are also being moved to the back of the end zone to discourage field goals. On this day in sports history, take you back 70 years, September 25, 1955, Southern High School alum, they're not even around anymore, it's now Digital Harbor, Al Kaline of the Tigers, at the age of 20, becomes the youngest American League batting champion. He hit .340. Here's a quick one for all of us, a little bit on the foodie, because I know you guys are foodies. The Philadelphia Phillies do a great job. They have the Schwarburger on the menu for Kyle Schwarburger. They also have Bader's Tots on the menu for Harrison Bader. Here's something the Orioles, I think, should do. You ready?
Hold the mayo.
Well, they could do that. How about the Henderson hot dog?
There you go.
How about the holiday platter? How about the Basayo burger?
Oh, you put a lot of thought into
it. I did.
This one.
How about the Rogers roast beef sandwich? Now, come on. If we're going to have some fun next year, let's have some fun.
Somebody's hungry.
Exactly. I'm immediately going to the diner. That is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees. Are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those, too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:38, 22 before the hour of 9 o'clock. It is Thursday morning. That means it's Mackenzie Frost time in depth tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Excellent government investigative reporter Mackenzie joins us on our Newsmaker hotline. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
So last night you broke a story regarding the unfortunate and tragic death of a teen who died in a city hotel while under the care of the state. And so my question to you is, might this finally catch the attention of the Attorney General Anthony Brown?
I don't know. We will see. I mean, this, you know, it's really a tragic situation. Obviously, we don't know a lot of details about all this. The Department of Human Services is kind of barred from providing many details about this because of state law. So we don't really know a lot of the details surrounding the circumstances. They tell me that it's all under investigation right now, and that they're going to look into the vendor who is providing services, and if they find that the level of care did not meet their standards, they say that the vendor will be held accountable. What that means, you know, we don't know. We know that it comes on the heels of this audit just last week, really, kind of highlighting some of the major problems that a lot of people were concerned with. And some of these problems within DHS and the Social Services Administration have been going on for years. I was talking to a lawmaker who had raised concerns about this when he was chair of a joint audit committee several years ago. And he's, you know, frustrated that these problems seem to be continuing to go on.
Mackenzie, when you take a look at this particular situation, the indications that we have are that blunt force trauma may have been involved in the death of this individual. Is there any suspicion as to, first of all, is that true? And secondly, do we know where that blunt force trauma may have come from?
No. So police say that there was no visible signs of trauma to the body, nothing like that when they arrived. And so dispatch calls, you know, kind of indicated that it was a suspected overdose, and it's listed as questionable right now in terms of the death, and so her body was taken to the medical examiner's office to determine an actual cause of death. So we're kind of waiting for the full details of that right now, but the police were very clear that there was no signs of trauma to the body and that there was no sign of foul play.
Okay. Is it a drug overdose potentially, or is there something? I hate to speculate, but what do we know? It seems like we're completely in the dark.
Yeah, we are kind of in the dark. We don't exactly know what type. I mean, all we know is based on what we listen to in terms of the dispatch audio, you know, the calls for when police and EMS were kind of called to the scene, how they described it. A fatal overdose is how it was described. On the call, that's all the information that we have.
Mackenzie, do we know, because this audit, which was, I think, very damning, that would place children in foster care without proper protocols or vetting in the hands of predators, pedophiles, perverts, etc. First off, do you know, are there protocols? And if not, why not?
Yeah, I mean, so there are some protocols in place, right? And it depends on the type of placement that these kids are in. And what the audit really laid out is that there's a gap in where the background checks are done and how they're done and who does them. And so right now, the local social services departments, if you're placed in, you know, hotels and working with vendors, there doesn't seem to be a system-wide protocol for ensuring those background checks are done at the local level. And DHS says that they're working, they put out an RFP to ensure that that is done, and they're working on gathering information on the proposals to make sure that there is some sort of protocol in place. But, you know, according to this audit, that wasn't in place at the time that this was done, and the response from the agency to the audit and to the auditors was that they're still reviewing a potential proposal to make sure that that is in place. You know, and one of the other findings was that the background checks revealed that some of the group home kids were living at the same addresses as people who were on the state sex offender registry. And that really raised a lot of concern for people who are like, how did this happen? DHS argues that they don't have the legal authority to continue doing background checks after a child is placed in one of those, in a placement like that. So if they do a background check before the child is placed there and everything is clear, once the child is there, they say that they don't have the authority to continue running a background check. So if someone then moves in later, they wouldn't know that.
All right, well, hold that thought and more on the State Highway Administration audit and the upcoming DPW union election with Mackenzie Frost as she goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the rain is having an impact pretty much all areas on the Beltway. Just took the tour. Nothing major, but they're just responding now. Some areas really got some heavy rain just in the last half an hour or so, and it continues to come up from the south and west. So that's going to be the problem, the heavy rain on the Capitol Beltway, our Beltway, both the tunnels. JFX has just looked at that. It's not bad from Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway, but south of there, anytime we get any rain, you know the JFX, it goes this way and that way, and it can be very tricky when it's wet. Now, here's some good news. The wreck on the Severn River Bridge, westbound 50, has now cleared, and that's beginning to settle down once again for the traffic coming over towards Ritchie Highway. It's still backed up, so it looks like it just cleared in the last 4 or 5 minutes. There's still a delay from Baydale Drive through Ritchie Highway, but we're on the move once again, and it looks like with the heavy rain, all that backup is still there. It's pretty solid, and it's raining pretty good right now at I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast: warm, humid today, 80, scattered showers, strong to severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, maybe even tornado-like conditions. So possible, be forewarned. 72 right now in the city. It is 71 in Severn. On our newsmaker hotline, we have Mackenzie Frost. She goes in-depth tonight on Fox 45. We're talking about these very embarrassing and damaging audits to two state agencies. One, the Social Services Administration. The other was to the State Highway Administration. And I know the Attorney General says there was no criminal referral, But if again, you know more about this than I do, but if there's $360 million approximately that was unauthorized, and somebody took that and they spent that money without authorization, how would that not be liable for some criminal intent?
Well, it looks, from what I understand, it looks like the money is reimbursable. So the state kind of spent it in anticipation that the feds would kind of reimburse the state for the money at some point in the future. And that's kind of where this gap comes from, is now the state is on the hook for that money because the federal government says, no, we didn't agree to cover that much money, right? And so the money will have to come from the state transportation fund or the general fund or somewhere else. And Republicans say, well, that means Marylanders will have to pay the difference, and that could mean an increase in taxes and fees. Well, maybe the state will dip into some sort of reserve fund to kind of cover the difference. So there are a lot of questions about how that money will be, where that money will come from. And then the policy and procedure question is, well, if this was happening, did anything change to ensure that we don't continue to see this so that the Transportation Trust Fund isn't drained moving forward?
Mackenzie, the situation where the state will have to repay the federal government, is it repaid dollar for dollar, or is there interest involved, or do you know?
I don't believe there's interest involved in that, and it's, you know, I don't think necessarily that we will be repaying the federal government. I think that it's just the fact that we spent the money already and in hoping that the federal government would pay us back for it, and they're not going to. So we have to pay it. It has to come from somewhere.
Man, I wish I could get loan terms like that.
Yeah, really. do we know that there's somebody that fell asleep at the wheel here at State Highway? You know, whether it's the lead administrator or secretary, or whether it's somebody.
Yeah,
do we know who that person is?
No, we don't. And that's kind of the biggest overarching question, right, is how did this happen? And, you know, we've heard from the governor. I questioned him earlier this week in person for the first time about this. And he says this is something both audits are issues that have been going on before he came into office. And, you know, the timelines do look at issues from the Hogan administration as well as some problems within his administration. And so he says that this, you know, these are problems that he inherited, and he's going to ensure accountability. What accountability looks like, again, we don't really know.
So can I swing back real quickly to the first issue we talked about? They say there are no protocols in place at the time. Wouldn't one? Well, that's fine for an after-action report. But wouldn't the next question be, why weren't there? I mean, why before a single child was put into the system were there not protocols put in place? Isn't that somebody's responsibility to do that?
Yeah, I mean, that is a question that I think a lot of lawmakers will be asking if and when there is a hearing on this. You know, we've been asking the chairs of the Joint Audit and Evaluations Committee when they're going to call for a hearing. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle believe that the findings of this warrant further investigation. So if and when that happens, you know I'll be there. So we'll keep you updated.
Last item here is the Department of Public Works union elections. There's been a new development there, a couple of different wrinkles. Yes. What can you tell us?
Oh, it's a disaster. It's been so controversial. There was a new election that was ordered for October 4th. That has since been scrapped. There's an investigative hearing that is scheduled because the person who won the DPW election is challenging the challenge that was filed by the loser of the presidential election. And so the controversy continues surrounding this union that many workers within DPW have been complaining about and voicing their frustration about for many months. They say that the union is not representing them. So we're going to take a deep dive. And yesterday there was just a new development saying that the election that was just scheduled for next week will not be happening. So we'll hear from the attorney involved in that live on the show. So if you want to catch up on all of that, be sure to join us.
Tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Mackenzie, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Sounds good. Next week will be good. Don't miss it.
All right. Every week is good.
All right. Mackenzie Frost from Fox 45. Thanks, Mackenzie. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour of 9 o'clock. And it is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. This is an amazing story. A local news reporter in Florida helped a kindergarten teacher connect with a former student from 24 years ago. She wanted to give him a letter that his mother had written to her about him back in March of 2001. 6 months later, she died in the September 11th attacks. She was a flight attendant on United Flight 93. Here's Javon Castillo reading his mom's letter and his teacher, Tammy Thurman, talking about Javon and his mom.
Dear Ms. Thurman, Javon read a book last night that he brought home from the library. He read it from cover to cover. I told him that I would write you a note and tell you what an outstanding job he did. We are very proud of him and will continue to work with him at home. Again, thank you for your dedication and courage to the job that you do. Very touching, because it seems very sweet, and it seems like something she would definitely say.
As a mom, I know you need to see those words from your mom, and she was a wonderful woman, and you were a wonderful student.
Yeah, just an amazing story.
That's amazing.
Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom, stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM is 853. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so a lot of the areas are still crawling, and the weather is the factor. We're just now getting some of the rain locally that's become heavy, but it's even still down in the district at the north end of 95 in Springfield all the way down to Fredericksburg, and it's been pouring for a while, and all of that still has to work its way up. So be patient. There's very much slowing on the Beltway. Both the tunnels are still sitting there around Moravia Road, both on 895 and 95 South. So with the rain and with the backups right now, we're still 30-minute delays from the tail end of that to get through both the tunnels and eventually southbound. And then 95 is going to be busy all the way down to the Capitol Beltway. The Capitol Beltway, with the rain, of course, still continues to crawl, and caution is still advised. All the late backing still there, but getting better on 50 westbound from an earlier accident at the Severn River Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, wild and wet today. Warm, humid, 80, scattered showers, strong, severe thunderstorms, damaging winds, maybe even a tornado conditions are possible. So, again, be weather alert, as they say. Rain and 73 right now in Annapolis and 70 in Ellicott City. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Morning. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're staying dry.
Yeah.
Point.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. You guys get here before all the traffic starts.
Yes. Yeah. That's the one. There's not many benefits.
Something to envy, right?
Yeah. No, but you guys get up way too early for me. Of course, we're going to talk about the latest updates out of Dallas, Texas. I thought it was interesting. It's kind of like a double down, in my opinion, for Kash Patel, because he posted the shell casings again. Meanwhile, we talked about this with the Charlie Kirk assassination. Remember, he posted very early on they had somebody of interest in custody. And I thought perhaps he would stop posting. you know, so he mm-hmm. would, you know, get through this. But, I mean, obviously this is very important, but what was your thoughts on that? I don't know why. I just think this is something that should be handled differently.
I think he basically is, he's trying to thread the needle of being completely transparent.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, if you're an investigative body,
yeah.
you have to make sure, you know, that all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed. Were they the yeah. actual shell casings, or were they the stuff that he was carried yeah. with him? Were they fired?
Is there
forensic material that links those shell casings to the shooter?
Know at that moment, right?
No,
you're not.
I don't know.
If they were spent shell casing, yes.
Yeah.
But the ones I saw looked like they were rounds that hadn't been fired yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about this because I'm getting confused here. We'll talk about that. Also, Governor Josh Shapiro talking about possibly shutting off the lights here, I guess you could say, in Maryland.
Yeah.
I think this is very scary. I know it was like a little blurb, a little headline, but it means a lot here for us.
The night the lights went out in Pikesville.
Yeah. Well, you know, he wants to dump PJM.
Right.
Yeah.
And he wants to charge his own, come up with his own pricing. So
and he can do that.
You know, that's right. He can.
This is the country.
Don't worry.
We're not going to do this.
Governor Moore and the Democrats have got plenty of windmills and solar panels for you.
That's going to happen. Yeah.
At a premium.
And, of course, Delegate April Miller from Frederick County, she's actually going to join us because, you know, in the Big Beautiful Bill, you had that interesting piece where you could opt in, I guess, for school choice.
School choice, yes.
But then Governor Wes Moore is pretty much saying that he doesn't want to do it. Well, anyways.
Because the teachers union is saying you won't be doing it.
Exactly. But Delegate Miller thinks that she might have found some loopholes.
Good.
So we'll talk about that at 10 o'clock.
Can't wait for that. Coming up next, stay tuned for Kim right after
Live.
The 9 o'clock news.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. How are the self-deportations going? Tom Holman.
We have over 400,000 deportations between CBP and ICE, and that's just since the president took office. Over 1.5 million illegal aliens, close to 1.6 illegal aliens already left the country on their own. Why? Because they see what ICE is doing out there every day. One of the reasons we have the most secure border in the history of this nation is because the great work of the men and women of the Border Patrol, the great work of President Trump and his leadership, but also because ICE is out there, over 1,000 teams all across the country arresting people.
Yeah, that's Tom Holman. Donald Trump, as an adjunct to that, or as a thought that's an adjunct to that, talking primarily to the European countries about shutting down their borders.
According to the Council of Europe, in 2024, almost 50% of inmates in German prisons were foreign nationals or migrants. In Austria, the number was 53% of the people in prisons were from places that weren't from where they are now. In Greece, the number was 54%, and in Switzerland, beautiful Switzerland, 72% of the people in prisons are from outside of Switzerland. When your prisons are filled with so-called asylum seekers who repay kindness, and that's what they did, they repaid kindness with crime. It's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now.
Yep, that's the president. We'll have more on this tomorrow.
Yeah, hate the any audio coming out of the UN.
Yeah.
Law Office of Michael A. Friedman. Again, Michael, one of the top 10 personal injury law firms each and every year here in the state of Maryland. The reason for that is they put your recovery as a priority so that you can focus completely on healing and not have to worry about all the hassles and the headaches and the burdens and stress of dealing with the insurance companies and finding doctors, or if your medical costs, or you need some help with that, or a diminution of value if your vehicle's been totaled. There's any number of 1,000 things that can go wrong, and Michael's really suited to help you, and so you get better. So hopefully you never need him, but check out the website if you are interested. maflaw.com, very informative, very helpful, and look, they've been doing this for over 40 years, and they've helped me, my family, and WCBM as well. See you tomorrow at 6. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.